Welcome into the broadcast booth of your first half champions of the Florida State League, the Clearwater Threshers. Fastest team in minor league baseball to both 40 wins and a playoff spot as the Threshers clinched the West Division in the first half with 10 games remaining in the opening portion of the 2023 season. Welcome into the Threshers Broadcast Network. My name is Josh Sperber. Clearwater with a resounding 8-4 comeback victory against Fort Myers last night to clinch them the West Division. Clearwater came into the series with a magic number of 7 going up against the then second place team in the Florida State League West Division. Now, the Mighty Muscles in third place, a game behind Bradenton, and the Threshers are in the playoffs for the first time since 2018. Back when it was Advanced A baseball, and Billy Falter, well, was still with the Threshers at that point. Falter still with the squad here tonight, as the Threshers look to make it 41 wins coming off of a division-clinching victory yesterday. Top of the first inning, Brian Rincon sent the fifth pitch of the game out of the ballpark. Sixth home run of the season for Rincon, tied for the team lead with Cade Fergus now. That made it 1-0 Threshers. And then Marion Boyd, who doubled, scored on a wild pitch by Jose Olivares to make it 2-0. But then Fort Myers came back. Two runs in the bottom of the first on a two-run shot by Rubel Cespedes. And then Maddox Elton tripled in another run in the fourth inning. It was 3-3 in the sixth inning, after a Felix Reyes RBI triple scored on O'Kemp. That tied up the ball game, and that's where it stayed until the eighth. In the eighth inning, the party started with one out for the Clearwater Threshers. Jordan Disson worked a full count walk, and then back-to-back singles from Otto Kemp and Jordan Byers loaded up the bases. Then Felix Reyes battled in a full count and drove in the go-ahead run on a walk with the bases loaded up. Then a strikeout from Lillian Bergoglio, but a couple of two-out hits. Ricardo Rosario delivered the biggest one, a two-out knock that drove in two runs in the eighth to make it 6-3. Then in the ninth inning, the Threshers added some insurance. An Otto Kemp RBI single and a Felix Reyes RBI single made it 8-3. One run scored in the ninth, and Jack Dallas was in for a four-out save. Struck out Danny DeAndrade on three pitches to send the Clearwater Threshers into the playoffs. Clearwater 40-15 on this season as they become the first team in minor league baseball to clinch a playoff spot.
Center fielder,
the Threshers come in with a record of 40-15, 15-10 on the road, and they're 10.5 games out in front of the rest of the West Division. It's now Bradenton in second place at 30-26. Fort Myers is at 11.5 games behind the Threshers at 29-27. For the Threshers, they begin to line up over Carlos Rosario leading off. He had the big RBI knock that helped the Threshers clinch last night. He's in left field. William Bergoglio moves up to the top of the order for the first time this season. His third start for the Threshers. Bergoglio will bat second and play shortstop, which is his primary position. Gabe Rincones Jr. will be the only Thresher this week to play all six games in this series. He is batting third and the designated hitter. Felix Reyes, the cleanup man, coming off of a season-high 3 hits and career-high 3 RBIs. Reyes is batting cleanup and playing third base for the second time this season. Jordan Byers with 2 hits last night. It's his third multi-hit game of the season. Byers in right field batting behind Reyes in the 5 spot. Ryan Leach hit 6. He'll do the catching, and Cole Moore makes his first start of the series, coming off of the developmental list after Chad Castillo went down with an injury. He is still on the 7-day list. Moore batting 7th and playing 1st. Cade Fergus in center field, will bat 8th, and Eric Brito rounds out the Threshers order in the number 9 spot for Clearwater. On the mound for the Threshers, Estevenson Jimenez. 1-1 record with a 2.73 ERA. Took his only loss of the season last week, coming against the Dunedin Blue Jays, though he allowed just one run on 2 hits and 3 walks in 4 innings of work against the Dunedin Blue Jays. He'll make his 10th career pitching appearance for the Threshers, with 7 of them, now 8, coming in this season. It will be his 7th start of the year and his first appearance against Fort Myers. Jimenez has technically been on the roster the entire season, but began the year on the 7-day injured list. Jimenez will play against the Mighty Muscles for the first time, as I mentioned, a 2.73 ERA, 30 strikeouts on the season in 26 and a third innings for the Clearwater Threshers. Now the Mighty Muscles got a bullpen day on the mound. We'll get to that in a minute, as their 29-27 record goes up against the Threshers here tonight. Dylan Noisy leading off for the Mighty Muscles for the 5th time this series. Rafael Cruz will bat second and play short. Rubel Cespedes moves across the diamond to third. He's now played every position in the infield except for shortstop this series. A couple games at first and second, and now will play third base. Alex Sayer, the cleanup man, will be in left field for the Mighty Muscles. Yohandro Martinez, activated off the injured list this morning, will start at second base and bat fifth. Making his low A and full season debut, Gregory Durant batting sixth and playing first base. Maddox Houghton back in center for the Mighty Muscles. He'll bat seventh. Frank Nigro hitting eighth and doing the catching. And Luis Baez, the designated hitter, rounding out the order for the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers brings Ben Etheridge to the mound, typically a reliever. He'll get his first start of the season and his career in his first year pro after being taken the 15th round out of Southern Mississippi by the Twins in last year's draft. On the year, Etheridge 0-3 with a 3.48 ERA, 12 relief appearances. This will be his first start. Does have a save in 2 opportunities, but obviously won't get another one of those today. 21 strikeouts, 12 walks in 20 2/3 innings. Opponents hitting 208 against Etheridge. This will be his 3rd game against the Clearwater Threshers. He has allowed 1 run over 4 innings in 2 separate relief appearances for Clearwater. 2 hits for the Threshers, 3 strikeouts, and 1 walk in those combined previous 3 relief appearances. Etheridge getting his first start of his career on what is likely to be a bullpen day for the Mighty Muscles. Clearwater clinching the division, but let's look at the standings anyway. Threshers 40-15 with 10 games left in the West Division. Bradenton is 10.5 games back in 2nd place at 30-26. Fort Myers in 3rd at 29-27, 11.5 games behind the Threshers. With Dunedin in 4th, 13.5 games back at 27-29. Tampa slowly climbing up those division ladders. They're just a game behind the Blue Jays at 26-30, but they play the Threshers next week in Clearwater. Lakeland at the bottom of the West at 21-35, 19.5 games back. Palm Beach leads the East Division, and it is really a 2-horse race for the East Division playoff spot. The Cardinals 33-23. Jupiter 2 games behind them at 31-25. They have a series finale that will begin shortly in Palm Beach. Daytona in 3rd at 10 games back, 23-33. St. Lucie 13.5 games back at 19-36 for the first half standings in the Florida State League. Around the Phillies system, another first place race in Jersey Shore. The Blue Claws look to get within a game of the Hudson Valley Renegades. They'll start at 1 o'clock, as will Lehigh Valley and Syracuse, with the Iron Pigs coming off of a twin bill sweep of the Syracuse Mets. Later this afternoon in Reading, it's a 5:15 start between the Fightin' Phils and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies over in Reading. Reading, the victims of a twin bill sweep against the Mets AA affiliate last night. One MLB game going on. Red Sox your Diamondbacks and Tigers, with Arizona leading Detroit 2-1 at Comerica Park. The Phillies will start at 1:35 against the Dodgers. Taijuan Walker.
Put your hands together, make some noise.
Here they come. It's your 2023 Mighty Muscle. As we are ready to play ball here at Hammond Stadium. But first, we're going to take a quick pause and step aside for the national anthem in honor of our country.
At this time, please rise and remove your caps for the playing of our national anthem. The Fort Myers Mighty Muscles are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable game day experience. Smoking is not allowed in any area of Hammond Stadium, and there is no re-entry. All guests are expected to comply with the guest code of conduct.
Welcome back into the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Failure to abide by the code of conduct may result in ejection from the facility. All guests are expected to refrain from using foul words and swearing. If you witness such behavior, please report it to the nearest Hammond Stadium staff member.
And we are ready to play ball here at Hammond Stadium. Ben Etheridge gets the
Mighty Muscles, number 48, Ben Etheridge, against the Threshers,
who will bring Ricardo Rosario, William Bergoglio, and Gabriel Rincon Jr. to the plate in the first inning. Clearwater coming in with the best record in all of baseball in terms of winning percentage. 40-15 is their record on the season with a win percentage of .727. Just four other teams have 40 or more victories in all of baseball. Two in the major leagues, two in AAA, and the Clearwater Threshers. Etheridge is getting loose now for the Mighty Muscles. Molly Ballou is going to head to third base and coach third for the Threshers today. And Ricardo Rosario is coming out of the dugout and getting ready to go here at Hammond Stadium. Rosario, the leadoff man, came up in the clutch for the Clearwater Threshers with one run already home in the inning. He drove in two more crucial insurance runs with a two RBI single in the eighth inning. Rosario swings and misses at an upstairs fastball, and at noon on the dot, we are underway for Sunday afternoon baseball here in Fort Myers. 0-1 count to Rosario, the leadoff man for the Threshers. He pulls back a bunt, and the pitch will miss for a called strike. Now it's called a strike, as the appeal is overturned from Isabella Robb. Isabella Robb calling balls and strikes. Tyler Green on the bases. Those are the umpire crew. 0-2 to Rosario. Bouncer over to third. Fielded on a big hop by Cespedes. Throws it over to first and gets Rosario by a step at the first base bag. One out in the top half of the ball game, and we'll take a look at the Thrashers lineup after the leadoff man Rosario is out at first base. William Burgoya batting second and coming up to the plate, making his first start at shortstop for the Thrashers, which is his primary position. His other two games played were at second base. Gabriel Rincones Jr. is on deck, batting third, and Felix Reyes hits cleanup. Bunt attempt pulled back by Burgoya as the fastball misses outside to make it a 1-0 count. Jordan Viers bats fifth, Ryan Leach batting sixth, Cole Moore batting seventh, and here's the 1-0 to Burgoya. Hit the other way, high, hard, and foul. That hits off the netting next to the Mighty Muscles bullpen. 1-1 to Burgoya. Cole Moore's going to bat seventh for the Threshers tonight. Cade Fergus eighth, and Eric Brito, the number nine hitter for Clearwater in the final game of this six-game road series. Etheridge has a 1-1 count to Burgoya. Here's the wind, the kick, and the pitch. 1-1 again, spanked foul behind home plate, but on the left side of it. 1-2, the count to William Burgoya. The Threshers will not face the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles on the road again this season, but their last homestand of the year is against Fort Myers beginning on August the 29th. 1-2 pitch, missing outside, count even at two balls and two strikes. A fastball from Etheridge there, hitting 92 miles an hour. 2-2. Bouncing on the plate, Burgoya lets it go, and it's a 3-2 count to the 18-year-old out of Valencia in Venezuela. Burgoya joined the Threshers at the beginning of this week in his full season and American debut. Payoff pitch, Burgoya lets it go, and it's a called strike three. He thought it was ball four, but Burgoya down on strikes. To put two outs in the first inning. That set the defense for the Mighty Muscles as Gabriel Rincones Jr. comes up to the plate. In the infield, Gregory Duran at first. Yohandre Martinez making his debut in the series at second. Rafael Cruz at short. Rubel Cespedes at third base. Frank Nigro, the catcher, takes the first pitch on the inside part of the plate. 1-0 count to Gabriel Rincones Jr. Alex Sayer in left, Maddox Houghton in center, and Dylan Noisy in right field. Etheridge, the 1-0 to Rincones Jr., again missing inside. Now the count 2-0 to the Threshers DH. Otto Kemp played all six games of last week's series, and it is Rincones Jr. who does the same thing here. He got a day off last Sunday and has played all six games against the Mighty Muscles, taking a curveball on the outside corner for called strike one. 3-for-20 this week is Rincones Jr., 2 RBIs, and 4-for-4 stolen bases. Breaking pitch, missing inside, now the count 3-1 to the Threshers' designated hitter. He walked once last night, or twice last night, three times so far this series. Payoff pitch now as Rincones fouls a fastball backwards to fill up the count at 3-2. On the season, Rincones hitting .269, 5 homers, 21 RBIs, tied for second in the league with 24 stolen bases. He got 23 and 24 last night. Payoff pitch hit into left field. Coming in is Sayer, and he makes the catch on the run to end the first inning. So the Threshers down in order 1-2-3, and the Mighty Muscles will come up for the first time in the bottom of the first inning here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Visit GlamourCareers.com for more information. Have you been injured or arrested? Take the next steps for Belgium Health. He's a board-certified expert in criminal trial law. The law office of Spencer Cordell wants to hear your story. 239-333-4626. Blue Bone Realty, Southwest Florida, proudest working real estate company. Contact Michael and Nicole Capstone for buying or selling a Florida dream home. Contact Michael and Nicole at Blue Bone Realty at gmail.com or visit our website, bluebonerealty.com. The Central Southwest Florida's newest and most luxurious address is now reaching for summer move-ins. Visit their website at thecentralapartments.com for more information. South Florida Gas welcomes you to today's game. South Florida Gas is a move-in focused on Charlotte County, County residents for over 26 years. For your fuel, your generator, and cooking needs, visit southfloridagas.com. Make your plans now that holiday weekend
his fast approaching and beeline his firewood show in Hammond CBS history will be taking place right here July 3rd. You don't want to miss it. Get your tickets now. Lead on better for your Fort Myers mighty muscle, right fielder number 9, Dylan Noisy.
Dylan Noisy leading off the game for the Mighty Muscles against Estevenson Jimenez. Jimenez making his first start against Fort Myers, sends the first pitch on the inside corner for a called strike to Noisy. Noisy led things off yesterday as well for Fort Myers, going 2-for-5 with a triple and a run scored in the ninth inning. Breaking ball misses inside, count 1-1. A three-pitch mix for Estevenson Jimenez, who makes his seventh start of the season in his eighth overall appearance today. 1-1, cut on and missed, a splitter low that Noisy cannot touch. Count is 1-2. Jimenez, four-seamer, changeup, and a splitter, learning a slider as well. With a 2.73 ERA and a 1-1 record, he's been the Sunday starter each of the last three series. Now it's a one-ball, two-strike count to Dylan Noisy, a scoreless bottom of the first here at Hammond Stadium. The kick, the pitch, hit upstairs, shallow left field. Rosario takes a couple steps in, reaches back to make the catch for the first down in the first inning. Now bring up Rafael Cruz as we take a look at the Mighty Muscles lineup with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Dylan Noisy led off the flyout to left. Now Rafael Cruz bats second. Rubel Cespedes on deck in the three spot in the Fort Myers order. Alex Sayer, the cleanup hitter, and Johanna Martinez bats fifth. Cruz lines the first pitch up in the air and foul down the right field side, count 0-1. Johanna Martinez, the five-hitter for Fort Myers, coming off the injured list earlier today. Gregory Duran makes his low-A debut, batting sixth. Maddox Houghton, the seven-hitter, as Cruz takes a low pitch to even up the count at 1-1. Frank Nigro, the catcher, hitting eighth for Fort Myers, and Luis Baez will round out the order and bat ninth. 1-1 to Cruz, cut on and missed. Upstairs fastball, now 1-2. Cruz, younger brother of O'Neill Cruz, currently on the injured list in the Pittsburgh Pirates. Two homers and an average of 179 on the season. Breaking ball misses low and in, and the count now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Similar hair in terms of the dreadlocks. This is a little bit shorter than O'Neill's, and Rafael Cruz a couple inches shorter than the 6'6 O'Neill Cruz as well. 2-2, wave and a whip, strike 3. As Rafael Cruz chases a breaking ball way outside of the zone to get the second out of the first inning. So two gone and one strikeout for Estevenson Jimenez. We'll take a look at the infield and outfield behind him with Rubel Cespedes coming up to the plate. Cole Moore at first, Eric Brito at second, double play partners with William Bergoya at short. Felix Reyes playing third for the Threshers. First pitch to Cespedes, fastball inside, count 1-0. In the outfield for Clearwater, Ricardo Rosario in left, Cade Ferguson center, Jordan Viers in right, with Ryan Leach, the battery mate of Jimenez, and he gets the fastball from Estevenson to even the count at 1-1 as the heater touches 92 on the outside corner. Two gone in the bottom first, 1-1 pitch, cut on and missed by Cespedes, change up low, and the count drops to 1-2. One strikeout already for Jimenez, 31 on the season, with 10 walks in now 27 innings after getting the first two outs here in the bottom of the first. Now the 1-2. Hit on the ground, foul. That's going to bounce off the railing in the Threshers' dugout. We will do it again. Rubel Cespedes has been moved around the infield this week, a couple games at first and second base, getting his first start of the week at third, playing three different positions in the infield for Fort Myers against the Threshers this week. Now it's a 1-2 count to Cespedes. Jimenez deals. Cespedes lines this out to center field. Fergus chasing, drifting towards right center. He makes the catch on the run for the final out of the first inning. So the Mighty Muscles go down in order in the first. We are scoreless for the opening frame here on Sunday afternoon as you're listening to the Threshers Broadcast Network, the broadcasting network of the first half champion.
Today, the lucky fans in Section 213, Row 7, are our winners. Today's Publix delivery of the game. Maybe stop by, get a cold Gatorade, maybe some other cold products after this scorcher. Caroline, back to you.
All right, thank you.
Every Thursday on the visit ThreshersBaseball.com for
three cold family.
Hey, fans.
And when I came home, I still wanted to be a shirt, but in a different way. I love working at this massage company because they give me everything I need to help people feel better. We find some activities to be progress. That's what it's all about.
Award-winning Lucky Farm Grill would like to invite you to any of their free Boone County locations to enjoy happy hour specials from 11 to 7, 7 days a week. Rusty's has nightly entertainment and music. Check out their Facebook page to view the upcoming events and shows. Fans, be sure to enter the Driver Collision Fastest Pitch of the Game promotion at the Fairfield Inn Guest Services booth. Guess the fastest pitch of today's game, joined by a muscle pitcher, and you can win 4 tickets to a future muscle
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards.
Batting for the pressure is third baseman number 50, Felix Rea.
Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
First pitch to Felix Reyes starts off the top of the second inning with a called strike. 0-1 the count to Reyes, who was one of the heroes for the Threshers last evening. Etheridge kicks and deals the 0-1, fouled back by Felix to make the count 0-2. Reyes reached in each of his last three at-bats, drove in a run in each of his last three at-bats. A triple and the tying run driven in the sixth, walked in the go-ahead run in the eighth, and he was hit by the breaking ball from Ben Etheridge. So now Reyes has reached base in each of his last four at-bats, a triple, a walk, and a single last night, and a hit by Pitt to lead off the second and become the first base runner of the game. Ray is not known for his speed, especially at his size, 6'4" and over 220 pounds, but he does have a steal on the year this season. Jordan Viers up at the plate has 3 in 3 attempts and a lot of power, hits this one high in the air into shallow center field, and it's called off by the right fielder Dylan Noisy, who makes the catch over his head. One pitch, one out to Jordan Viers. So an F9 ends up in shallow center in the arms of Dylan Noisy, and there's the first down of the second inning to bring up Ryan Leach, who joined the Threshers about a month ago in Dunedin and makes his 10th start of the year behind the plate for all 10 times. One out and a man on. Reyes off to second. Fastball misses outside. The throw in time as the tag placed on Felix's head by Yohander Martinez. Two outs now in the second and a 1-0 count to Ryan Leach, who has quietly worked a 4-game on base streak since the doubleheader against St. Lucie. 2-for-11 in his last four games with 2 runs and 2 walks. 1-1 as he swings and misses and a high fastball. So the bases clear with 2 outs. Still no score in the top of the second inning here at Hammond Stadium. Etheridge on the hill for Fort Myers. 1-1 cut on and missed from Leach. And the count now down to 1-2. Ryan, 2 hits, both singles on the season. And 1 RBI that came in his first game against the Dunedin Blue Jays. Now the 1-2. Fouled away off the end of his bat, and the count will stay at 1-2. Leach played 9 games with the Threshers last season as well, so already eclipsed the mark set in his first pro season. 3 runs scored, 2 homers, 6 RBIs in a 7-for-33 debut season. 1-ball, 2 strikes to Leach. 2 gone here in the top of the second inning. Etheridge, the kick and the pitch. Leach, did he go? According to Tyler Green, he did. Strike three, second K of the day for Ben Etheridge in the Threshers, facing the middle for Ben Etheridge in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we're heading to the bottom of the second, still scoreless here at Hammond Stadium.
I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anjan Levine, I'm Mark Anjan
from the law offices of Anjan Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-3 for a consultation and take back control of your.
It's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York.
Fans assigned to the Fans I Care lucky seat of the game. If you are sitting in section 112, row 2, seat 4, you have won 4 tickets to a Peter Muscles home game courtesy of Fans I Care. Congratulations and thanks to the Fans I Care for your support of Muscles Baseball. We're looking for a real estate agent you can trust on the Paradise Coast. Contact Ryan Hollingsworth, 239-910-3567. Ryan is a former resident of Minneapolis who's been helping Twin fans find their piece of paradise in Southwest Florida for almost 15 years. As a concierge agent, Ryan guides his clients every step of the way during the buying and selling process. Welcome to paradise. Welcome home. Whether you're getting together with family or celebrating a Muscles win, Public Catering can help. Enjoy delicious entrees, sides, platters, and desserts in just the right amount. Pick up in-store or schedule delivery in select areas. Visit Publix.com/catering to get started.
Bottom of the second inning here at Hammond Stadium. Part of the order coming up after a 1-2-3 first from Estevenson Jimenez. Alex Sayer leading off the frame. First pitch fastball in there for a called strike from Estevenson Jimenez. He is a guy with doesn't have blow-you-away kind of stuff. Fastball sits in the low 90s, but he can locate it better than most. Change up on the outside part of the plate, missing. For ball number one. 1-1 count to Alex Sayer. As now the pitch. Make that 1-2. Breaking ball in there for a called strike on a low heater from Estevenson Jimenez. A lot of movement on his pitches as well as Sayer takes a short timeout. On the season, Alex Sayer, 216 hitter, 2 homers, 12 RBIs with a 353 on base percentage, 686 OPS. Breaking ball outside, looked like the slider from Jimenez, and the count is 2-2. Learning a slider, but his primary breaking stuff, the change and the splitty. Hitting into left field by Sayer, landing in left center in front of Cade Fergus and Ricardo Rosario. That's the first hit of the day for either team, and Alex Sayer leads off the second with a base knock. So one on here in inning number 2, nobody out, and Yohander Martinez making his series debut after being on the injured list for some time. 21 years old, out of the capital of Venezuela in Caracas. 18 games played, now 19, as he takes pitch number 1 for a called strike, a fastball on the outside corner. Martinez was put on the injured list back on May the 26th and called back from the injured list earlier today as Sayer in safely at first base underneath the tag of Cole Moore. Pickoff move unsuccessful. Now Jimenez looks homeward with the 0-1 count to Yohander Martinez. Here comes the pitch. Fastball inside, diving low. Count 1-1. Alex Sayer, 4 stolen bases in 5 attempts, 5-for-7 in his now 2-season-long minor league career. Played 15 games in between Fort Myers and the Florida Complex League last year. 1-1 to Martinez. Popped this one up foul over the Threshers dugout and out of play. Count now 1-2. Martinez playing second base tonight. 235 hitter on the season. No home runs this year. And just 2 RBIs. And this is 19th game. Back at first safely again is Sayer. Estevenson has now checked on him twice in the second at bat of the second inning. Still scoreless here in Fort Myers. Jimenez deals. Sanger shuffles around but stays put as a hard line drive by Martinez goes foul down the right field line. One and two, the count still to the Fort Myers second baseman. No runs yet in the bottom of the second inning. Sayer inches towards second base, lengthening his lead. Jimenez peers at him out of the corner of his eye. Sayer is off for second as a ground ball foul by Yohander Martinez. A good jump by Alex Sayer, but his fifth stolen base will have to wait as he'll jog back to first following the second straight two-strike foul ball from Yohander Martinez, playing in his first game in a little over 2 weeks. One ball and two strikes. Now Sayers on for second. This one is poked past the shortstop Argoya into left for a base hit. The hit and run brings Alex Sayer over to third, and back-to-back base knocks open the second inning for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Martinez gets his first hit and his first at-bat back off the injured list, and now there are runners on the corners with nobody out here in the second inning. That will bring up Gregory Duran making his low A debut. I keep saying high A, I don't know why. But Duran making his debut after being called up earlier this week from the complex. First pitch to Duran, fastball missing low, count 1-0 to Greg Duran. His first game of the season. Gregory, 20 years old, out of Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic, with 5 at-bats in the Complex League this season, 2 walks, and no hits just yet in 2 games. 2-0 the count now, fastball missing. As Duran, in his third season as a pro, has been in the Florida Complex League for all 3 of them. 2-0 the pitch, Jimenez deals. Fastball outside, now it's 3-0, and one base open with the first 3 balls to Gregory Duran. Duran, 197 hitter in 56 career games in the Florida Complex League. 3 homers, 14 RBIs. All 3 homers came last season, as did 12 of his 14 ribbies. 3-0 the pitch, and that is ball 4. A 4-pitch walk, and Ryan Leach immediately will come out and check on Estevenson Jimenez. So the bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. Martinez moves to second, Gregory Duran on first, and Alex Sayer remains on third base. Gustavo Armas, the Threshers pitching coach, coming out to translate for Ryan Leach in the mound meeting with Estevenson Jimenez, as Maddox Hilton is now up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles. Let's take a look at the Florida State League scoreboard. Just one game yet to start. That's Tampa and Lakeland, the bottom 2 teams in the West Division. Palm Beach leading Jupiter in the battle for the East, 4-1 in the bottom of the first inning. Dunedin leading Bradenton 3-0. And Daytona is tied up with St. Lucie. No runs, no hits yet in the bottom of the first inning at Clover Park. Back to the backstop is Ryan Leach. Maddox Houghton up with the bases loaded and nobody out. Change up missing outside, and the count is 1-0 to the Mighty Muscles center fielder. Houghton making a couple of nice defensive plays over the course of this series. Had a diving catch on Jordan Viers in yesterday's contest. Sends this high and far and foul down the right field line. First strike Jimenez has thrown since allowing the single to Yohander Martinez on the hit and run. Martinez now on second, flanked by Alex Sayer at third and Gregory Duran at first base. Now the 1-1 to Houghton. Hit back up the middle, should be deep enough for a sacrifice if it falls, and it will, right in front of Jordan Viers, and just one run will score as each batter goes station to station on the RBI single by Maddox Houghton. 1-0 for Viers. And that was when they won 6-1 on.
Now batting catcher number 33, Frank Nigro.
So, an RBI knock for Houghton. The bases are still loaded with nobody out. First 4 batters have reached. Alex Sayer back in the dugout with a run scored. Martinez now on third, Duran on second, and Houghton on first base with the RBI single. That'll bring up Frank Nigro with a 1-0 lead for Fort Myers. Fastball misses outside to the Mighty Muscles catcher to make the count 1-0. Just a little bloop single from Maddox Houghton. Brought in his 9th RBI of the season for the 24-year-old. 1-0 to Nigro. Hit back to the shortstop, Bergoglio. Flips to Brito for 1 on to first. Double play, but a run scores for the Mighty Muscles. The Threshers trade 2 outs for a run as Martinez scores, giving an RBI to Frank Nigro. That is his of the season. So it's 2-0 Mighty Muscles now. Duran on third. Houghton back in the dugout along with Yohandra Martinez, who scored the run on the 6-4-3 double play. First pitch to Luis Baez in there for a called strike, and it's no one count to the Mighty Muscle designated hitter. One on and two outs, with the man on third is Gregory Duran. This one hitting the air out to left field. Rosario barely needs to move, takes a couple of steps in, reaches up, makes the catch with two hands to end the second inning. But Fort Myers gets themselves on the board, an RBI single and an RBI on a double play before the flyout to end the inning. Two runs for the Mighty Muscles. That comes on 3 hits, no errors, 1 man left. It's 2-0 Fort Myers heading into the
game. 3, 2, 1, let's fast talk race! Shout out. Brandt for sponsoring today's Mascot Race. It's warm. They're off to a slow start. Sam the Shark looks like he may have had a long night. He's swerving. Oh, Mara. We're making it a physical battle in today's Brandt Mascot Race. Again, not the fastest Mascot Race. It's a little warm. Sam and Larry making a late push, but you know who it is. Mark the Mighty Muscle. The winner of today's Brandt Mascot Race. Caroline, back to you.
Sorry, but you see a therapist who rehabs his golf game.
I love golf. I have always played golf.
Until he started having some mulligan level foot pain.
Well, the golf game starts down at the feet. If you don't have good support, you probably won't have a good golf swing.
So, he got better for good feet on sports.
It made a world of difference.
Any advice for your fellow Lincoln?
2 words, the good feet swing.
Try it for yourself with a free fit.
Standing for the Threshers, first baseman number 28, Cole Moore.
Cole Moore bounces the first pitch of the third inning right to the second baseman, Yohandra Martinez. 1 pitch, 1 out in the third with Ben Etheridge remaining on the mound for the Mighty Muscles. 2-0 lead for Fort Myers here in the top of the third inning. Already 1 quick out, and now Cade Fergus is coming to the plate. Fergus in center field tonight. Couple games played already this series, and now here's the first pitch. Fastball inside, ball number 1. Fergus, center field and right field is 2 primary positions. Played center field almost every game at George Washington University. Over 100 games in center field at the Division I level, ending up with an all-conference nod for GW. Now the count even at 1-1 with 1 out in the third inning. This series, Fergus is 2-for-10 with an RBI and a run scored in 3 games as he takes a pitch for a called strike, count 1-2. 0-for-4 with 2 strikeouts on the Friday night loss. Ended a 3-game hit streak for Cade Fergus. 1 ball and 2 strikes, 1 out here in the top of the third inning. The pitch, bouncing in front of the plate, now count even at 2-2 as Fergus spits on the breaking ball. On the season, tied with Brian Rincon for the team lead in home runs. Rincon had that leadoff homer last night. Fergus's last home run a week ago today. A 9th-inning solo jack for the Threshers' only run in the loss against Dunedin. 2-2, up and in. Fergus bends backwards to avoid the Ben Etheridge fastball. Now the count full at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Six homers, 22 RBIs on the season for Fergus, 259 hitter with a slugging percentage of 483. Payoff pitch, cut on and missed, and that is the third strikeout of the game
for
Ben
Etheridge.
He struck out two out of the last three batters after a punch out to Ryan Leach ended the second inning. That'll bring up Eric Brito, who has quietly been maybe the best hitter for the Threshers this week, with the exception of Felix Reyes last night. A six-game hit streak for Eric Brito, 6-for-11 on the series with an RBI and a run scored, as well as a stolen base. He swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the count is 0-1. Brito averaged up to 279 on his six-game hit streak, 10-for-21. Since the start of June. This one is bounced to short, backhanded by Cespedes. Long throw over to first, a split and a scoop by Greg Duran to get out Brito at first base. A really great play by Gregory Duran to keep the Threshers down in order for the third straight frame. Bottom of the third inning coming up. Threshers trail by the Muscles, 2-0.
Let me guess, that the floors aren't for that? Yes, that's right. Don't you want your doctor to decide to play? And for spills, of course. Everybody knows that Quartzsite is waterproof, spit-proof, and pet-proof.
Thank you, Mom and Dad. For life, we get all amazing sports. Family-owned and operated for my shirt. Go for our
we got a team, baby.
Recycling foul!
Why?
This is plastic and paper. Contaminated plastic, soiled paper, garbage.
When in doubt, throw it out.
Fans, it's time for the pitcher's lucky seat of the game contest. If you are sitting in section 111, row 5, seat 6, please report to the Fairfield Inn and Suites Guest Services Group. You have won a $25 gift card courtesy of Pictures. Amavita Resort Retirement Community offers independent living, assisted living, memory care, and mild cognitive impairment without the large income fees. Their resort-style community offers features starting at just $33.95 per month. Start living the resort lifestyle now. Brands Eye Care is a one-stop shop for cataract surgery, LASIK and smile, laser vision correction, as well as the treatment of eye disease. With a patient's first approach to care, your eye health is in the best hands with a specialist at Brands Eye Care. Try a Star and Star of 2020 from your mobile phone for better vision and a better life. Top of the order for your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Right fielder number 9, Dylan Noisy.
Leadoff man up for the Mighty Muscles to lead off the bottom of the third inning. Clearwater trailing by 2 here at Hammond Stadium. First pitch bounces out of the glove of Leach. Count is 1-0 to Dylan Noisy, who flied out to start the game in the first inning. Sending one to left fielder Ricardo Rosario. Now it's a 1-0 count. Jimenez kicks and deals. Fastball drilled foul. And the count is now 1-1. Noisy on the season. He has played mostly at the leadoff spot for the Mighty Muscles this week. He's hitting .298 with two homers and 16 RBIs, and this is 40th game played. That hits Noisy, fastball, bouncing off Noisy, and going back to the backstop, as he is the first runner of the third inning. And the leadoff man has come on for the Mighty Muscles. Striking out in the first, the only strikeout victim of Jimenez to this point. Bottom of the third inning, 2-0 Mighty Muscles. Noisy shuffles off the first base bag and stays put, as the breaking ball catches the inside part of the plate to Rafael Cruz. 0-1 the count. Jimenez on the hill with 40 pitches now, 25 in for strikes. Jimenez wheels and throws to first. Moore catches it, but Noisy back in safely without a tag. 0-1 the count to Rafael Cruz. 2-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Three hits. The Threshers still looking for their first in the third inning. Fastball inside to Cruz, and he's going to challenge the call. The 0-2 count turns into a 1-1 as Cruz's challenge is successful. 1-1 the count now. Noisy a short lead off of first base, lengthening it as he inches towards second. 1-1 pitch, fastball tapped backwards, and now the count 1-2. Cruz almost falling over on the follow-through of that foul ball. no balls and two strikes, and a fresh set of baseballs going to Isabella Robb. 0-2 the count, one on, and nobody out. With the leadoff man on for Ford Myers in the second and the third. They scored two runs on those three hits in the third inning, and now have a man on here to start the third. 1-2 pitch, noisy goes, pitch misses, and so does the throw. A little bit offline on the shortstop side of second base, and Dylan Noisy advances to second base. Count is 2-2 to Rafael Cruz, the same count that he struck out on back in his last time up. Noisy, 7 stolen bases, now turned to 8 in 10 attempts. 2 balls, 2 strikes, a man in scoring position for the Mighty Muscles. 2-2 pitch, hit on the ground to third. Is it fair? It is. Rolling into left field. Noisy's going to sprint around second base. It's bobbled by Rosario, and Dylan Noisy will score from the second base bag. A double for Rafael Cruz scores the third run of the game as the Mighty Muscles lead by 3 here in the third inning. Marty Malloy out to just make sure that the ball was indeed foul. Or indeed fair. That was definitely a close call down the third base line, but it stands as an RBI double from Rafael Cruz. So 3-0 Mighty Muscles in the lead. Rubel Cespedes at the plate after he flied out to center back in the first inning. He's 0-1. Mighty Muscles lead by 3. Chopper bounced on the plate. Ends up in foul territory next to first base. 0-1 to Rubel Cespedes as Rafael Cruz heads back to second base. 3-0 the lead for Fort Myers. And Rosario won't be charged with an error on the bobbled ground ball out in left field. Fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2 to Rubel Cespedes. 5th double of the year by Rafael Cruz, and extending his RBI numbers as well. Now Cespedes, the 0-2, fastball inside, well blocked by Leach, and it's 1-2. Cruz, now 14 ribbies on the season after his 5th double and his 9th extra base hit. 2 triples, 2 home runs on the season for Cruz as well. Cespedes hit a home run last night and had hits in each of his first 2 at-bats, now 0-1. Bases the 1-2 and gets a base hit. This one rolling out into right center field. Rounding third is Cruz. He will score easily, and it's 4-0 Mighty Muscles. RBIs in back-to-back games for Rubel Cespedes, and the first 3 have reached in the third inning on Estevenson Jimenez. He's allowed 4 runs, the most he's let up this season. And we're in the
left fielder, number 12, Alex Sayer.
2 runs across in each of the last 2 now. The first 4 reached in the second. Now the first 3 have reached with 2 already home in the third. Alex Sayer up after plate. And time is quickly called by him and Isabella Robb. So Sayer had the first of those 4 straight players reaching base in the last inning, blocked by Leach as he picks one up out of the dirt to make it 1-0. Sayer, a leadoff single in the second, with the first run of the game scoring on the Maddox Counton RBI base hit. Now it's 1-0. Short leadoff first from Cespedes. Fastball up and in. 2-0. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. And a lefty starting to warm up in the Threshers bullpen. Likely Danny Wilkinson. Could be Andrew Walling as well, though. Breaking ball missing inside. No, it catches the plate. And the count's 2-1. Actually, it looks like it's Braden Fosnot. I keep forgetting he's back in the bullpen now. Fosnot would be his second appearance if it comes in. Second appearance of the season, third in relief. 3-1 the count now to Sayer as the breaking ball misses inside, as Jimenez trying to prevent him from becoming the 4th consecutive base runner, Breaking ball, just missing low, and there is ball four. So for the second straight inning, first four reach base for the Mighty Muscles, and that's going to bring out Gustavo Armas as Estevez and Jimenez strikes the rosin in frustration with himself. 4-0 is the score. Mighty Muscles have 5 hits and a 4-0 lead with nobody out in the bottom of the third inning. Palm Beach has opened a 6-1 lead up on the Jupiter Hammerheads, with Dunedin leading Bradenton 4-0. Daytona and St. Lucie still in a scoreless tie in the bottom of the second inning. Lakeland and Tampa are set to begin in just about 20 minutes, as that is the Florida State League. Philly system games don't start until 1-2 in action in the major leagues. 5-2 Tigers over the Diamondbacks in Detroit currently. And the Astros and Guardians just got underway with Mauricio Dubon at the plate against Cleveland's Shane Bieber in Cleveland. Now Yohandre Martinez up for the second time. A single and a run in the second, and the first pitch is a breaking ball low. Count 1-0. 2-1 and still nobody out. First four have reached for Fort Myers. Cespedes, an RBI knock on the inning, is on second base. Alex Sayer on first after the walk. 1-0. Hit on the ground, hard and foul. That one lands in the Mighty Muscles dugout to even the count at 1-1. Martinez, a single and a run scored in the first. His first came back since going on the injured list back on May the 26th. The Threshers at that point were in St. Lucie in a rainout. 1-1 turns to 2-1 as the breaking ball misses outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. So the Threshers getting a 6-game road trip that they'll actually be able to play all 6 games of after one was canceled last week due to the rain in St. Lucie. 2 balls and 1 strike to Martinez. Fastball hitting the air out to center field. Fergus charging. He makes the catch, and there's the first out of the third inning. A hard line drive from Martinez, but Fergus, great range in center field, got a really good jump on the ball, and a clean route for first out. That'll bring up Gregory Duran, making his OA debut here today. Walked in his debut at bat. And now he has 2 on with 1 out. A 4-pitch walk to Duran. One of just 2 batters so far walked by Jimenez. Breaking ball, bouncing on the inside part of the plate, count 1-0. So Braden Fosnot continues to warm up for the Threshers. Mighty Muscles, all of their pitchers currently sitting in the shaded area of the bullpen in a very hot day here at Hammond Stadium. 1-0 the count to Duran, the pitch, bounce missing inside, count 2-0. Two on and one out, Duran is up at the plate. The 2-0 pitch. Hard hit ball right to the second baseman, Brito. Fields on a hop, Bergoglio for one, on to first, double play, and the twin killing ends the inning for the Threshers. 6-4-3 in the second, and now 4-6-3 to end the third. But the Mighty Muscles do get themselves back in the score column. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left. 1 left.
For today's Massage Action Matchup. We got Ben the Blue and Henry in the Red. They're from Ohio. So here we go. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Massage Action Matchup. Put it on the board, Ben. Henry takes a ride. All right, Henry taught the game plan for the second one here. See if he puts it into action. Henry, you ready? Ben, you ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Here comes a juke. Oh, he didn't shoot! Oh, Ben! He got rocked! Henry, we're even at 1 apiece! Now for all the marbles! We got the umpire, he's watching it closely! 3, 2, 1! Last one! Ben Henry! That's a W for Ben the Blue! Congratulations, Ben! And that means he gets the windows back up to Ohio! Congratulations, and thank you, Massage Action, for sponsoring today's matchup.
That promotion was brought to you by Massage Envy. With five Southwest Florida locations, Massage Envy is here to help you take care of you. You're nothing like the pros at Massage Envy with massage, stretching, rare potential relief, and skin care. Folks, we're wrapping up that brunch, but it's not too late. All you can eat is on the Bay Side Terrace. Fantastic brunch, $15 all you can eat. It's every Sunday right here from 11 to 1. Getting for the Thrushes left fielder, number 37, Ricardo Rosario.
First pitch of the fourth inning, slow grounder to third, and I'm not sure if it's going to be an errant throw on the third baseman, Rubel Cespedes, but Rosario is on first base, either an infield single or an E5. The throw bouncing off the backstop, and Rosario is in at first base. Could be the Threshers' first hit of the day, but now we know that William Bergoglio is up with a man on base for the first time. Rosario, a couple of stolen bases yesterday, now on first base, a stolen base threat. And knowing that is Etheridge, he checks back at first. It is ruled a hit for Rosario, so that is the Threshers' first. And now he takes a big lead off the first base bag. Thinks about second, Bergoglio fouls back a fastball, and the count is 0-1. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. One hit for the Threshers, five for the Mighty Muscles. Clearwater coming off a game where they clinched the West Division yesterday. So it is an 0-1 count to Bergoglio. Big lead off first for Rosario. Checked back again by Etheridge. And once again, Rosario is ruled safe. Count still 0-1 to William Bergoglio in his third game at the full season level. Played all of last year in the Dominican Summer League, winning a championship with the Phillies White. Fastball outside. Now the count even at 1-1. Strikeout in Bergoglio's first at bat. He's got a hit in each of his first two games, playing both of those at second base. But shortstop is his primary position, and that's where he gets the chance tonight with Brian Rincon getting the day off. Rosario staying at first base. Keeps on moving around, but staying put. 2-1 the count now to Bergoglio as fastball misses outside again. Bergoglio is technically William Bergoglio Jr. His father, Will Sr., played 10 seasons in the minor leagues with 8 for the Reds organization. This one hit on a line to center field. Houghton drifts into left center to make the grab and get the first out of the fourth inning. Rosario back to first base.
Number 45.
One out here in the fourth inning. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. Threshers trailing, but Gabriel Rincones Jr. up at the plate with a great base runner on in Ricardo Rosario. Rosario, 2 stolen bases yesterday, 13 for 16 on the season. Rincones Jr. tied at second in steals in 2023 in the Florida State League in a three-way tie with Justin Crawford and Seth Stevenson of the Flying Tigers. Rosario's checked back at first base. Rincones also with 2 steals last night, now up at the plate, going 0 for 3 at the dish yesterday. Breaking ball missing outside, and Rosario continues to try and frustrate this pitcher, moving around, and he bluffs the steal over to second base. A lefty now warming up for the Mighty Muscles, and Fosnot appears set to go in as he is no longer getting loose in the Threshers' bullpen. 1-0 to Rincones. Off the second goes Rosario. Fastball outside, high throw. The ball bounces out of the glove of Cruz on the tag attempt. So Ricardo Rosario has his third stolen base of the series and his 14th on the year. 2-0 count now to Rincones Jr., one out, and for the first time the Threshers have a runner in scoring position. Reyes was caught stealing in the second, so now the Threshers 1-for-2 on stolen base attempts against Frank Nigro. Now man on second, 2-0 to Rincones Jr., a hitter's count for one of the most feared hitters in the league. Breaking ball, just catching the outside part of the plate, and the count's 2-1. And now it turns to 3-0 as Rincones challenged the pitch, and the call was overturned. So a 3-0 count to Rincones Jr. now, and a man on second with one out. The pitch, fastball over the middle, and a get-me-over heater makes it 3-1 from Ben Etheridge. Rushers trail 4-0, one on and one out here in the top of the fourth inning. Fastball again, called strike again, count runs full. Wilker Reyes is the man warming up for the Mighty Muscles in the bullpen. Etheridge, a reliever by trade, has had a solid first start thus far. Now 44 pitches, here's 45 with 26, now 27 first strike. Still a 3-2 count to Rincones Jr. I'd expect Rosario to go on the next pitch. He did not. On the one that Rincones just fouled off. But Rosario, an aggressive base runner. The Threshers, the best and most aggressive base running team in the Florida State League. It's part of what helped them clinch the division yesterday. 3-2 count. Rosario moving around. He'll stay put. Hit on the ground at first. A sliding stop by Duran. He'll take it to the bag himself, robbing the Threshers of a run on a sliding stop at first base. So Rincones, a victim of a really good play at the first base bag, does advance the runner, though, Rosario to third on the ground out to first base. So Rincones now 0-2, and that should do it for Ben Etheridge. Brian Meyer coming out to take his starter from the game. 3 2/3 shutout innings for Ben Etheridge with just one hit allowed and three strikeouts. Wilker Reyes will come into the game for Fort Myers, and we'll take a break while he warms up. 4-0 Mighty Muscles here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
This is Sarah Start your weekday mornings off with good vibes. Wake up from 6 to 10 a.m. with the Wild Bunch Morning Show on B101.9. And don't forget, make a wild and free commercial free. For a whole hour weekday morning starting at 7:30 a.m., no interruptions on your normal work is happening on the number one hit music station, B103.9. Listen to B103.9 or the free B103.9 app. Siempre en barriga, pero haciendo ruido. Y no se lo mamo a nadie para usar el sonido. Siguen hablando de mí, de mi importancia. En barato,
Wilker Reyes is the new pitcher for Fort Myers. He faces another Reyes, Felix Reyes. First pitch he sees, sent into shallow right field. Noisy underneath it, camps and makes the catch for the final out of the fourth inning. So Etheridge's night is over. Did not allow a run in 3 2/3 innings of work. One hit, three strikeouts. One pitch, one out for Wilker Reyes as that ends the fourth Hazel inning. The Threshers get their first hit of the game, but strand a runner on third. They trail 4-0 heading in to the bottom of the fourth inning.
Sure. Don't be like Tony. Get laser vision correction at Brandt Eye Care. Got a dark, dark 20/20.
Hey, man. Nice job.
At Babcock Ranch, we love to see people connect to nature, to each other, to something greater than themselves. It's the town of tomorrow, right here, right now. Powered by the sun and energized by true community. Let light shine at Babcock Ranch.
Do you want to recover like the pros? Ageless Fitness and Vitality Group Wellness Centers offers cryotherapy, red light, dry salt, and compression therapy so you can recover faster, feel better, and increase athletic performance. Book your appointment at www.agelessfitnessfl.com. Be ageless. Fans, do you have hurricane claim questions? Have you had a claim denied or underpaid? We can help. Get a free second opinion with Ask an Adjuster. Look up adjusters that work for you, not the insurance company. Visit AskAnAdjuster.com. Getting for your muscles? Maddox, help me.
Estevenson Jimenez back out for the fourth inning. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Maddox Houghton leading things off. Jimenez starts him off with a fastball for a called strike. The Mighty Muscles have sent the first four batters to the base paths in each of the last two innings, but Houghton popped this one up in a shallow right field. Brito going back, more there as well, and falling making the catch is Eric Brito. A pop-up for the first out in the fourth, and the leadoff man retired for the first time since the first inning. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. One gone here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Frank Nigro comes up to the plate. It looks like Braden Fosnaught is back getting loose again. He may come in the fifth. Nigro spits on an outside fastball, count 1-0. He drove in a run, his first of the season, but grounded into a double play his last time up. 1-0 fouled off into the netting, count now even at 1-1. Nobody on, one out here in the fourth. 4-0 lead for Ford Myers. They're out hitting the Threshers 5-1. Swing and a miss, a nasty splitter from Jimenez. And now the count down to 1-2. Estevenson deals, 1-2, hit on the ground to third, backhanded by Reyes, picks it up, checks in his glove, throws to first, and Moore splits and squeezes for the second out of the inning. So two ground outs for Frank Nigro, and that'll bring up Luis Baez.
Designated hitter number five, Luis Baez.
And the second inning. Baez is 0-1, two outs here in the fourth, and Jimenez is looking to put away the Mighty Muscles in order. Baez pulls back the bunt as the fastball runs inside on the right-handed batter. Count up 1-0. 4-0 Fort Myers. Jimenez deals, 1-0 pitch, another fastball, ball number two. As it misses inside again, Jimenez looked like he was going for the same spot on back-to-back heaters. Leach taking a little extra time, giving the ball back to Jimenez, trying to calm down his starter a little bit after two straight misses inside. Another fastball, and it's ball three. This one going outside, but narrowly missing off of the corner. Three balls, no strikes, two outs here in the fourth. Fastball right down Broadway, 3-1 is the count. Fosnaught's warm-ups intensify. Fort Myers' pen is clear. Here in the bottom fourth, fastball, this time it misses low, and it is a walk to Luis Baez, and the Mighty Muscles have now had a base runner in three consecutive innings. First inning, the Threshers took down the Mighty Muscles in order, two runs in the second, two runs in the third for Fort Myers, and now a two-out walk here in the fourth inning. Fourth walk of the day by Estevenson Jimenez, tying the mark for the most by a Threshers pitcher this season. Now that'll bring up Dylan Noisy, who is 0-1. The throw to second base, standing up, and coming off the base is Baez. He beat the throw initially, but slipped on the slide, got off the base pass, and was tagged out by Eric Brito.
That's right, Caroline. So far, stealing the series for Ryan Leach.
And
on the field today for the truly noble road race, it looks like that road to fifth position. You guys ready? Three, two, one, go! Oh man, that was a false start. No two ways about it. But the Roach is out. You thought maybe the Roach would cut our young exterminators of break. Not even close. What's what that mean, Roach? Come on. Great hustle though for my guy in the back. He's got a shirt on that says play ball. Play ball! Thank you, Julie Nolan, for sponsoring today's road trip. Keep going, Luca. Keep going. Don't turn around. Caroline, we'll send it back to you.
more tables, more entertainment, more slots, more fun, more than you expected. There's more in common at Cinema Casino Hotel, Vermont.
Fans chasing the Bob Parker, an official bank of the Mighty Muscles, not by any of the many Southwest Florida locations. Gerber Collision and Glass is growing and hiring. Work with the best. Come work with an industry leader with competitive and weekly pay, plus benefits that start on day one. Visit GerberCareers.com for more information. Fans, don't forget to stop by the Rusty Bar featuring Bacardi, located down the third baseline for the best drinks in the ballpark. Better up for the Threshers, right fielder number 33, Jordan Byers.
So Wilker Reyes back out for his first full inning of work, in line for the victory as the Mighty Muscles lead the Threshers through four innings, 4-0. Top of the fifth inning, Jordan Byers starts off the frame, taking a look at a fastball outside for ball number one. Byers 0-for-1 on the day, flying out to right his last time up, and now starts the at-bat off 2-0, and out comes the catcher Nigro to have a chat with Wilker Reyes. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles here in the top of the fifth inning. Threshers took last night's game 8-4 to clinch the division in the first half of the 2023 season. Byers has been a big part of that for the Threshers. 3 homers, 12 RBIs in his third year as a pro, taken by the Phillies in the 2021 draft. In the third round. 2-0 count now to Byers. Here's the pitch. Fastball just missing low. And the count now 3-0. Three straight balls to start off the frame after Wilker Reyes got an out on one pitch in the fourth inning. Now 3-0. Fastball just catching the outside part of the plate on Byers. Count 3-1. First strike of the inning thrown by Wilker Reyes. Ben Etheridge will not get a victory today, but a solid start for the right-hander as Byers tips one foul into the glove of Nigro. Count full at 3-2. Etheridge, 3 2/3 innings, one hit allowed, no runs, no walks, and three strikeouts as Byers takes his time out and is back into the left-handed batter's box. 4-0 the score, Fort Myers in the lead, a full count to Jordan Byers. And the pitch. Hammered into the gap in right center field. This one's going to fall for extra bases. That ball one hops the wall as Byers rounds first. The throw coming in from right center. And Jordan Byers stands on second with a leadoff double.
Catcher number 52, Ryan.
That is the kind of power that you expect to see from Jordan Byers. He just crushes the ball. And a lot of times this week we've seen him hit it right to the defense. They're splitting the outfielders for a base knock by Jordan Byers. Second hit of the day for the Threshers. First one going for extra bases. And Byers now has 9 doubles on the season, tied for second with Justin Crawford as the pitching coach for Fort Myers. Richard Salazar is going to come out and have a chat with Wilker Reyes. Most of the infield in to speak with the pitching coach. And the Mighty Muscles reliever. Top of the fifth inning, the Threshers have the leadoff man on for the second time after a double by Byers. Now Ryan Leach up to the plate. Struck out his first time up in the second inning. Running a 4-game on-base streak dating back to May the 27th in the doubleheader against the St. Lucie Mets. Leach 2-for-11 with 2 runs scored in that time. And he is playing his second game of the series this week against the Mighty Muscles. Against Fort Myers, Leach played catcher in the Wednesday win. The Thursday win. I'm just bad with dates today. First pitch misses upstairs. Count 1-0 to Ryan Leach. 1-for-4. The run scored was Leach in his only game against Fort Myers this season. Playing in his second game of the week as Jordan Disson
getting the majority of the catching reps. 1-0 count to Leach, breaking ball, bouncing out of the glove of Nigro, but he keeps it in front of him, and Byers will stay on second. 2-0 the count now to Leach, one man on. The Threshers have a runner in scoring position for the second straight inning. 9 doubles on the year for Byers. He takes a short lead off of second base, 3-for-3 in steals this season, but not likely to try and take third. 2-0 now to Leach, and the pitch, swung on and missed, a low breaking ball, makes it 2-1. Leach struck out in the second inning. Second of 3 strikeout victims from Ben Etheridge. Reyes is now facing his 3rd batter, yet to strike anyone out today. 2-1 to Leach. Did he go? He did. Goes at an upstairs breaking ball, and the count evens at 2-2 to the Threshers catcher. Man on second with nobody out here in the top of the 5th inning. Threshers trail 4-0 against Fort Myers. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The lefty Reyes takes a look at second and fires home. 2-2 curveball inside, and the count runs full. Threshers have not had more than 1 base runner in an inning yet. We are in the top of the 5th, and Leach is facing a full count. Reyes kicks and deals, payoff pitch, bouncing in the left-handed batter's box, and Ryan Leach has reached in his 5th straight game. A walk in the 5th puts 2 on for the Threshers, and that will bring up Cole Moore. Limited playing time since joining the Clearwater Threshers back in early May. He was the first player added to the Threshers roster back on April the 12th, joining the team from the FCL Phillies, and it appears that Wilker Reyes may be hurt on the mound. Richard Salazar and Brian Meyer, as well as most of the infield, coming up to the pitcher's mound with Wilker Reyes, joined by the head athletic trainer, Chase Thompson. Unclear as to what the potential injury would be, and I think it's going to be enough to take Reyes out of the game. They're motioning towards the bullpen where a righty has been warring for the mighty muscles, and an injury will force Wilker Reyes, I almost said Felix Reyes, injury will force Wilker Reyes from the game. So we'll head to a break. A new pitcher comes on for Fort Myers with 2 on and Cole Moore at the plate. And Fort Myers leading 4-0.
Pero no soporta verte cuando está peleando a él.
Where runoff could wash fertilizer into water that is said to cause unwanted and damaging algae to bloom. Do your part. Fertilize smart. First baseman number 28, Cole Moore.
Juan Mendez is the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, and Cole Moore will come to the plate, two on and nobody out, here in the top of the fifth inning. 4-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles as Wilker Reyes is done after a third of an inning due to an injury. Hopefully he's okay. First pitch missing upstairs to Cole Moore. Count is 1-0. Byers on second base. Ryan Leach on first with nobody out here in the fifth inning. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. A 1-0 count to Cole Moore. Juan Mendez into the game for the second time this series. 1-0. Another fastball missing upstairs, and now the count is 2-0. Mendez pitched an inning in the 7-2 loss that the Mighty Muscles took on Wednesday. One inning of work, a run, no hits, two walks, and three strikeouts, and now a 2-1 count to Cole Moore as the breaking ball caught the outside part of a plate to the Threshers' first baseman. Moore 0-for-4 with a strikeout in his last game on Sunday against Dunedin. So he is playing his second game in a week as he hits this one up in the air and found it by home plate. Count evens at 2-2. On the season, Moore's hitting .174, on base percentage of .304, .261 slugging, a good power bat with a homer and 5 RBIs this season. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Moore. He'll take a quick timeout. And now head back in the box. Byers on second, Leach on first. 2-2 now to Moore. Mendez looks at Byers on second base and fires home. Popped up into center field. Not deep enough for Byers to tag most likely, as that one tails into shallow center. And the catch is made by the shortstop.
Next batter, center fielder, Rafael Cruz.
So a pop-up for Cole Moore brings the first out of the fifth inning. Both the runners on base would be charged to Reyes if they score. He is in line for the victory potentially, but after pitching a third of an inning, it would likely go to Mendez if the Mighty Muscles hold their current lead. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Fergus. One gone here in the fifth. And it's an 0-1 count to Cade Fergus. 2-1 and 1-out. Fergus struck out in his first at-bat. He's 0-for-1. He dodges the inside breaking ball, and the count is even at 1-1. 4-0 the lead for the Mighty Muscles. They've got 5 hits to the Threshers, 2. With one of those hits coming from Jordan Byers to lead off this inning. 1-1, Fergus lets the breaking ball go, and it's at the knees on the outside corner to drop the count down to 1-2. 1 out and 2 on. Byers, the potential first run in scoring position on second base. 1-2 pitch, Fergus just gets a piece of it, sends it back into the netting, and will do it again at 1-2. Fergus making his 4th start of the series, 2-for-10 with an RBI and a run scored, as well as a walk and 3 strikeouts. 1-2, there's his 2nd strikeout of the day. Swing and a miss. And
that's
the strikeout going to Juan Mendez.
Paper with two down
here in the 5th, and that will bring up the number 9 hitter in Eric Brito. A 6-game hit streak where, including today's game, is 10 for his last 22. Brito hitting near .500 on his 6-game hit streak and has a chance to drive in at least one run. First pitch, a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for called strike 1. Brito follows on a little bit further, and the challenge that he made is upheld. 0-1 the count still to Brito, 2 on and 2 outs. Threshers looking for their first run. Mendez deals, breaking ball, hit on the ground to short, fielded by Cruz. He'll go the long way to first, and Brito beats it out. Looked like a routine grounder, but Eric Brito hustles out an infield hit as he now has hit safely in 7 straight games. And that loads the bases, bringing Ricardo Rosario up to the plate as the potential tying run. So Brito would be responsibility of Mendez, the other two put on base by Wilker Reyes. Jordan Byers at third, Ryan Leach at second, Eric Brito at first, and the first pitch to Ricardo Rosario bounces into the chest protector of Nigro to make the count 1-0. Rosario had his second hit of the series in last at-bat. First hit of the day for the Threshers, also stole his third base of the series after stealing two in yesterday's game. 1-0 the count to Rosario, bases loaded with two outs in the fifth. Mendez deals, Rosario spits on the breaking ball outside, now the count 2-0. Rosario 1-for-4 on the game yesterday. Two big RBIs in the eighth inning and has a chance to start something for the Threshers with the bases loaded here. Back pick attempt to first base as the pitch misses low. It's a 3-0 count to Rosario and Eric Brito in there sliding safely at first base. Taking the time to get back up is Brito. And it's a 3-0 count to Rosario with nowhere to put him. The Threshers walked in a run last night that ended up being the go-ahead run in the eighth inning. And Rosario trying to do the same with the bases loaded here. He won't on that pitch, 92 on the gun from Mendez down the pipe to make the count 3-1. Fires on third, Brito on first, Leach on second. 3-1 pitch, Rosario fouls it off, and that will fill up the count at 3-2. So the base is loaded, and a payoff pitch is coming from Juan Mendez. Brito at first. At second base, Ryan Leach. At third, Vires. And the payoff coming to Rosario. Hit the other way, foul. Off the netting next to the Threshers dugout will stay at 3-2. Rosario, 10 RBIs without a home run on the year. If he gets his first, he will be the tying run. Bosnott still warming up in the Threshers' pen. And the payoff again from Mendez. Poked out to left field. Chasing is Sayer. He's going to settle under it and make the catch for the final out of the fifth inning. So Rosario flies out to left. The Threshers need him looking. Runs two hits, no errors. And four left on the bases for Clearwater. Halfway home here in Fort Myers, Threshers trail 4-0.
Today is a muscle up for reading challenge, and we'd like to welcome the following schools who are joining us today. Mirror Lakes Elementary, Oasis Elementary South, Gateway Charter School, Manatee Elementary School, Edison Park Creative and Expressive Arts, Veterans Park Academy for the Arts. For over 50 years, Radiology Regional has offered advanced diagnostic imaging from x-rays to mammograms, MRIs, and more. Experience expert care. Your imaging order from any other facility is accepted. Learn more at radiologyregional.com.
The accident wasn't my fault, but I lost control of my life.
Control of medical expenses?
Auto repairs.
Knowing my legal rights.
I want to take back control.
I do too.
By calling Anajar and Levine.
I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. If you've been involved in a car accident and are not sure of your legal rights, call us at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation and take back control of your.
A new pitcher on for the Threshers, replacing Estevenson Jimenez after four innings of work. Braden Fosnott on in the fifth to face the top of the Fort Myers order, with the Threshers trailing 4-0. Fosnott making his third relief appearance of the season, second of the week. We'll get Noisy Cruz and Cespedes here in the fifth. Fastball missing outside, count 1-0. Faw's not on the year. 4.85 ERA without a record in 13 innings pitched. 3 starts and now 3 relief appearances. 8 walks and 13 strikeouts. 1 out and Noisy hit the other way into right field. Drifting underneath it is Vyers. He makes the grab for the first out of the fifth inning. So one gone here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles. And Rafael Cruz will come up to the plate for Myers. RBI double the third score in the third inning for him. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Jimenez's night is finished. He's in line for the loss. 4 runs on 5 hits in 4 innings of work. 3 walks and 1 strikeout. 1-0 now to Cruz. As the fastball misses. Faw's not. Four-seamer, sinker, slider, cutter, and a change are his 5 pitches. Cruz popped this one up, fell down the first baseline. Ball lands on the berm. That's going to roll right up to the backstop, and a couple lucky fans making a run for it. Only one came up with it, though. 1-1 the count to Cruz now. He's 1-for-2 today. Nobody on, and one gone here in the bottom fifth. Fosnot deals the 1-1 breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now the count 1-2. Fosnot, a guy who can certainly go for some length. One of 2 Threshers relievers to go 4 innings this season. Gabriel Cotto joined him following up Bailey Falter on Friday night, or Thursday night. 1-2 the count now to Cruz, who fouls off the breaking ball. Still 1-2. 23-year-old Fosnot, undrafted. About out of Division II Westchester University. Played 2 games in the Florida Complex League last year and began this year in the Threshers' opening weekend rotation. 1-2, fouled backwards, still 1-2. Couple injuries for Fosnot this year. He hadn't pitched since the end of April, coming out of a start against St. Lucie with an injury. Landed him on the development on the injured list until June the 6th. The beginning of this series where he allowed 2 runs, none of them earned, though, in 1 inning of relief. Breaking ball, missing inside, and now the count 2-2. So Fosnot had his season, I guess, re-debut against Ford Myers, coming in out of the bullpen on Tuesday night. 2-2 to Cruz, hit back up the middle, and that is a base hit for Rafael Cruz. A double and a single. For the Mighty Muscles shortstop, he's now 2-for-3, and Fort Myers has 6 hits on the day. Rebel Cespedes has 1 of those hits with a single and an RBI his last time up. Went 2-for-4 with a home run in yesterday's game. Another 2 hits on the win on Friday. So a 3-game hit streak for Rubel Cespedes. First pitch in there for a called strike, and the count is 0-1. 4-0 is the lead for the Mighty Muscles. They have 6 hits to the Threshers' 3, and Rafael Cruz has good speed on first base, slowly taking the lead with an 0-1 count to Cespedes. Fosnot deals. High chopper to first. Moore fields it. Drops it on the throw, so they won't get the double play, but Moore races to the first base bag to get Cespedes on a ground out for the second out in the inning. You can't assume an error, or you can't assume a double play, so no error will be given to Moore there. But that's something that he'll want back, because we've seen him make that play in practice and in game plenty of times this season. Moore, rated as one of the better defensive first basemen in the Threshers, in the Phillies farm system. Alex Sayer has reached base in each of his first 2 appearances, a run scored and a walk in 1-for-1 day. Now he's up with 2 outs and a man on second base. Braden Fosnot on the hill with a 4-0 Mighty Muscles lead. Breaking ball, narrowly missing low, and a count 1-0 to Alex Sayer. A walk in each of the last 3 innings for Jimenez. Sayer walked in the third. Now the 1-0. Fosnot looks over at second and fires. Fastball in there for a called strike, evening the count at 1-1. 2 outs, a man on second base, and a 4-0 lead for the Mighty Muscles, with Sayer up at the plate facing a 1-1 count. The lefty Fosnot set at the belt, looks at second, takes a second for a deep breath, fires home. This is hit high in the air out to left field. Slowly drifting back is Rosario, camps under it, makes the catch. And that's the final out of the fifth inning. Fort Myers strands a runner on first base after a Rafael Kerr on second base after a Rafael Kerr single. And that will do it in the fifth inning. No runs a hit, no errors, one man left. We're heading into the sixth. Fort Myers leads the Threshers.
They both said they're going to win, but just like in baseball, and rock, paper, scissors, only one team can win. You guys ready? Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! 1-0 Hudson! Ooh, it bounces good. You ready? Come on, Fort. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot! Oh, no, a clean sweep for Hudson! Put your hand in the air, my guy. Good job, Sophia. Thank you for all officers of Anna Jarn Levine. Come on, back to you.
For nearly 7 years, Brandon delivered the very best seed, water protection, and nutrient solutions to farms, golf courses, and home gardens all around the world. Brandon, professional agriculture, proud to power the mighty muscle. Visit Brandon.com for more information. Don't miss the neighbors, for they're the pigeon types and labels, the mobile inhibit of female. Some exciting day with the characters of his beloved children's book, author, and illustrator, including best friends. Elementary cookie, faithful companions, double bunny, and the pigeon, the white city bird, best mom, and his actions, and don't let the pigeon drive the bus. For more information, visit cmon.org. Our beer banner is up to bat. It's number 12, shortstop, Willem Bergoya.
A 1-0 count to William Bergoya leading off the sixth inning for the Threshers. Juan Mendez sends a breaker in. Bergoya sends it into the netting, count 1-0. He's 0 for 2 today, a hit in each of his first two games with the Threshers. He was called up from the Complex League earlier this week, making his full season and American debut on Wednesday. Popped up foul over the Fort Myers bullpen, and now the count 1-2. To the Threshers shortstop. Bergoya had a father, also named William, who made it to the major leagues, played 17 games for the Cincinnati Reds in 2005. 1-2, hit up the middle, shortstop Cruz scoops it up, skips and sends it to first for the first out of the sixth inning. So Bergoya 0-3, looking to keep his hit streak going in his next at-bat. One gone in the sixth, 4-0 to lead for Fort Myers, and that will bring up Gabe Rincones Jr., 0-2, with a ground out to first on a really nice play by Gregory Duran in his last time up. One out as the curveball misses upstairs. Count is 1-0. Pitching coach is out in the pen for Fort Myers, but Mendez expected to go a couple innings as Wilker Reyes, the piggyback to the starter Etheridge, left with an injury after recording one out in the fourth and walking and letting a double up in the fifth. Swing and a miss by Rincones Jr. Now the count is 2-1. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers on a very hot day at Hammond Stadium. Threshers coming off of a division clinching victory last night. 2-1 inside, and now the count is 3-1.
Challenge, roll the ball.
So an update on the scoreboard. Bradenton currently in second place in the Florida State League West, getting no hit by the Dunedin Blue Jays. Top of the sixth inning, Dunedin has a no-no going. 3-1 pitch, a fastball fouled away by Gabe Rincones Jr. Now the count runs full. Palm Beach leading Jupiter 6-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Daytona leading the St. Lucie Mets 3-1. And Tampa underway in a 5-0 lead in the top of the second inning. against the Flying Tigers. This one, another scorcher of a ground ball to first base, scooped up by Duran, and a second great play to retire Rincones at first base. Two straight sliding stops at the first base bag by Gregory Duran to retire Gabe Rincones Jr., and now there are two gone in the sixth inning. Felix Reyes had an on-base streak going at the beginning of the week up to 13 as he swings and misses at a breaking ball outside, count 0-1. And Reyes trying to start another one. Reach base three really important times for the Threshers last night with two ribbies. This one, a slow bouncer back to the mound, picked up by Mendez, and he sends it to first. A quick 1-2-3 inning for Juan Mendez. So we are through here in the top of the sixth inning. Threshers down in order. The Mighty Muscles coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth, up by four.
This is Magic Baby Hard Seltzer Paradise. Introducing the Corona Hard Seltzer Tropical Pack. It's the flavor.
Here's the start of the South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Today's South Florida Gas question is, which stadium is the oldest active ballpark in MLB? The answer is Fenway Park, which opened in 1912. Congratulations if you got the right answer, and thank you for playing South Florida Gas baseball trivia. Oh, oi, mates! Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Oi, oi, oi! It's time to announce the Aussie Grill cooking section of the game. If you are sitting in section 205, congratulations! Stop by the guest services booth and put in your coupon for free Aussie cheese fries. Aussie Grill is the only place you can get a perfectly cooked sirloin with a dry food. Stop by the Aussie Hour featuring $3 milkshakes and $2 off blenders. Aussie Grill is located on Cleveland Avenue, just 3 miles from Hammond Stadium. 8 months and you'll love Julie Nolan celebrating their 85th anniversary this year. Since 1938, this company's been flexing their muscles to help solve your residential and commercial pest problems. For a free home or business inspection, visit one of their branches in Fort Myers, Lehigh, Cape Coral, Bonita, Naples, or Marco. 800-02-2-NOLAN.com. Batting for your muscle, second baseman number 2, Yoandre Martinez.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Hammond Stadium, the Mighty Muscles leading the Threshers 4-0. Braden Fosnot sends a fastball outside to Yoandre Martinez to get things going in the bottom of the sixth. Martinez, a run scored on a single in the second inning and a flyout to center in the third. He's 1-for-2. 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike at the letters as the breaking ball evens up the count at 1-1. 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers. Two runs in the second on three hits. Two runs in the third on one hit. And Rafael Cruz adding another in the fifth inning. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. This one landing on the inside part of the plate on the slider from Fosnot. And the count now 1-2. A lefty getting loose in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball narrowly missing. A called strike 3. Just a little bit upstairs to Yoandre Martinez. Now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fosnot takes a deep breath. The wind, the kick, the pitch. 2-2. Breaking ball missing upstairs again. Now it's 3-2. A full count to Yoandre Martinez. 3 walks in the day for Estebenson Jimenez. And that is the only amount of free passes that have been allowed by Clearwater. This one bounced up the middle. Charging on it is Bergoglio. Takes the throw on the run and makes it to first base for the first out in the inning. A nice play by the 18-year-old at short to get the first out of the sixth inning. One gone in the sixth. Gregory Duran is 0-1 with a walk in the second inning in his low-A debut, but he has made a couple of really nice plays at first base, each time robbing Gabe Rincones Jr. of a hit. slider missing outside, count one and one, to the left-handed hitter Duran. And including one of those back in the fourth inning, a sliding stop by Duran prevented an RBI probably double from Rincones down the right field line. Pitch 1-1 as the cutter makes it outside for a called strike one. So an even count to Duran, 4-0 the lead for Fort Myers here in the sixth. The pitch, slider, nice pick by Ryan Leach. And the count now 2-1 to the Mighty Muscles first baseman. Thresher's bullpen clear, a lefty going for Fort Myers. And we'll tell you who it is after this pitch. 2-1, swung on a miss, 2-2. Count even now to Durant. Zach Veen, the collegiate teammate of Otto Kemp, is warming up in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. Now it's a 2-2 count to Durant. Fosnot kicks and deals. Cutter on the outside, just missing. And that fills up the count for the second straight at-bat. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Gregory Durant. Fosnot has now thrown 25 pitches with 15 for strikes. The payoff pitch missing inside. Walk number 4 of the day for the Mighty Muscles. And the first walk allowed by Brandon Fosnot. That will bring up Maddox Houghton, who singled on a run back in the second inning. And is 1-for-2 on the day after popping up to Brito in right field in his last time up. So Duran on first base, yet to have a stolen base this season. Doesn't have great speed, so I don't expect him to head to second. But Fosnot is now set at the belt. First pitch, swung on a miss by Houghton, and that makes the count 0-1. So if Mendez's day is done, he'd be likely in line for the victory, an inning and 2/3 of shutout baseball under his belt. With Veen warming up in the pen now. 0-1 to Houghton. Cutter inside. And now the count 1-0. Or 1-1. Houghton 1-for-2 on the day. Drove in the first run of the game back in the second inning, scoring Alex Sayer on a single to make it 1-0. It's now 4-0 Fort Myers. 1-1. Houghton lets it go. No appeal. And the count 2-1 on the breaking ball outside. 2 balls and a strike to Maddox Houghton. 4 runs the lead for the Mighty Muscles with 6 hits to the Threshers 3. 2-1 pitch, now 3-1 as the breaking ball misses low. A lot of cutters and sliders for Braden Fosnot here. As he works a 3-1 count on Houghton. 3-1 pitch. Fastball up and in, and that is ball number 4. So 2 straight walks for Braden Fosnot, 2 on the day for him, 5 for Threshers pitching after 3 minutes. 3 in his 4 innings. That'll bring up Frank Nigrum, who drove in a run on the second in the second inning on a 6-4-3 double play. Now up comes Gustavo Armas to have a chat with Braden Fosnot. Ryan Leach will join them on the mound as Frank Nigro prepares himself coming into the ballgame. So, it is 4-0 Mighty Muscles. Let's take a look at the Phillies system. Two other teams are underway with Binghamton and Redding getting started at 5:15. Lehigh Valley up to an early 4-0 lead on the Syracuse Mets. Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees high in affiliate, have a 1-0 lead in the top of the second in Jersey Shore in a very tight South Atlantic League North playoff race. Threshers, of course, trailing the Mighty Muscles 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning, 2-1 and 1 out. The middle infield at double play depth with Frank Nigro, who's already hit into a twin killing, up at the plate. First pitch from Fosnot, fastball upstairs, count is 1-0. Fosnot, more of a pitch-to-contact guy, so a double play certainly in the cards with his pitching arsenal. And a lefty starting to get loose in the Threshers' bullpen. The 1-0 now to Nigro. Breaking ball upstairs, 2-0. two on and one out in the sixth inning. Gregory Duran on second, Maddox Houghton on first. Both drew walks on Braden Fosnot. Now it's a 2-0 count to Niagara. Fosnot set from the third base side of the rubber, set at the belt, looks at second base and deals. 2-0 pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner to make it a 2-1 count. Fosnot back in the count with the first strike of the at-bat. He's thrown 34 pitches, 17 first strikes, so a 50-50 ratio in terms of balls and strikes for Braden. Now the 2-1 to Nigro. Popped up in a shallow right field, drifting into foul territory, more underneath it, towards the line, reaches over his shoulder and makes the catch and unleashes a throw to the cutoff man, Bergoglio, over at shortstop. The runners hold. And Nigro pops up in foul territory. Two gone here in the sixth inning, two on for the Mighty Muscles, and that'll bring up the designated hitter in Luis Baez, who was caught stealing after he walked to end the fourth inning. The last batter that Estevenson Jimenez pitched to, as Noisy was up at the plate, and Baez caught stealing on the first pitch of that at bat in the fourth inning. So Baez 0 for 1, and now the first pitch reached out, tapped foul down the third baseline, ricocheting off the wall into left field. 0-1 the count to Baez as Rosario flips that into the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles. 0-1 the count now to Baez. Mighty Muscles have two on and two outs with a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Still a no-hitter brewing in Bradenton, as the pitch misses inside, evening the count at 1-1. 8-0 the score now. Dunedin opening things up on the Marauders, who are currently in second place. And if the score holds, both Fort Myers and Bradenton will be behind the Threshers in tied for second place. 1-2 the count now to Baez. He swings and misses on a breaking ball. Two gone, two on. Bottom of the sixth inning, Fosnot sets. He looks over at second base, wind the kick, the pitch. Way outside on the breaking ball, count 2-2. So the Threshers clinching the West Division last night. Fourth time as the Threshers that they have made the playoffs, including the championship one in 2007 and the most recent appearance in the postseason in 2018. 2-2, hit on the ground hard and foul, count still 2-2. As the Clearwater Phillies, at least since 1986, the Threshers have made the playoff five times, including a championship in 1993. Two balls, two strikes. Baez hits this one out to center field. Fergus going back, now sprints forward, and the ball's going to bounce right in front of him as a big bloop single plates a run for the Mighty Muscles. Scoring from second base is Gregory Duran, and Baez has his first RBI of the series and extends the inning with a two-out bloop single. He advances to second on the throw as the throw came home from Cade Fergus and Leach, able to get it back to second base. This was 5-0 now with Mighty Muscles ahead in the sixth. Two outs and Dylan Noisy coming to the plate. And runners on second and third. It's Houghton on third, Baez on second on the bloop single. And now Noisy up with two outs and two on. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run in the third, with the stolen base of second in the process. Other than that, he's flat out twice to each corner of the outfield. Lefty on righty matchup as the breaking pitch misses outside to make it a 1-0 count. A close call, but Fosnot does not get it from the umpire. Two on, two outs. 5-0 lead now for Fort Myers on the bloop base hit by Luis Baez. 1-0 now to Noisy as Fosnot deals. Fastball upstairs. Leach leaves his feet to make the grab, and keep a run from coming home on a high fastball. And Ryan is going to come out and have a chat with Braden Fosnot, who gets a new ball from the home plate umpire, Isabella Rock. Just a quick word of encouragement for Leach. He didn't even make it to the mound to have that meeting. And now we'll come back with a 2-0 count to Dylan Noisy, the most used leadoff man in this series for the Mighty Muscles. Now ahead in the count, 2-0. Two on, two outs, one run home already here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Fosnot deals. 2-0, foul tip, and that hits off the netting in the backstop. 2-1, the count might have knocked off the mask of Ryan Leach as he is taking off and inspecting his face mask as the bat boy returned the foul ball to the dugout. New ball for Fosnot, 2-1 count to Noisy, 2 on and 2 outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Mighty Muscles lead is 5. Now Noisy takes the 2-1 from Fosnot. Hit in the air, high and foul down the first base side. More the closest to it, he did not even move. And now we are even in a 2-2 count. 2 on, 2 outs, 2 balls, and 2 strikes. Houghton on third, Baez on second with an RBI single this inning. Noisy at the plate, even in the count 2-2. Threshers trail 5-0 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fosnot trying to send it to the seventh. 2-2. Inside, and the breaking ball fills up the count at 3-2. Third full count of the inning for Braden Fosnot. He has had to work plenty after a relatively quick fit. Now it's a full count in the bottom of the sixth with one miss away from loading the bases. Fosnot deals, and he will load the bases. Fastball low, and that is a walk to Noisy after Fosnot was ahead in the count 1-2. So, second walk of the inning for Braden Fosnot, fifth today for Threshers pitching, sixth today for Threshers pitching, third for Braden Fosnot. That'll bring up Rafael Cruz, but he will not be facing Braden Fosnot. Marty Malloy coming out from the Threshers dugout to take Braden out of the game. One run, a hit, and three walks allowed in this inning. Three walks, two hits, and one run in an inning of two-thirds for Braden Fosnot. He is responsible for all three men on the bases. A new pitcher in for the Threshers. I'll tell you who tries to get the last out of the sixth next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Danny Wilkinson, the new pitcher for the Threshers, starts off Rafael Cruz with a fastball upstairs to make it a 1-0 count. 5-0 is the score here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One run already home and a loaded set of bags for Cruz, who has hits in each of his last two at-bats. 1-0 now, fastball outside, count 2-0. Wilkinson making his second appearance of the series, coming in with an ERA of 633 and three consecutive scoreless innings, two of them coming in a victory on Wednesday. Fastball inside, and now it's 2-1 to Cruz. Three straight heaters for Wilkinson, who also sports a curveball, and he's working in a slider as well. The curve and the slider, though, both look very similar with a looping curve and a sweeping slider. 2-1 the pitch. Did he go? He did. Appeal to Tyler Green is successful, and the count now 2-2 to Rafael Cruz. Two balls, two strikes to the Mighty Muscle shortstop. Bases are loaded. Noisy on first, Houghton on third, Baez on second base. 5-0 lead for Fort Myers. Wilkinson set and deals. Fastball upstairs, and now the count is full. One more ball, scores a run. One already home this inning, and 5 on the game for the Mighty Muscles. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Payoff pitch fouled off the top of the netting and rolling back to the home plate umpire Isabella Robb. We'll do it again at 3-2. Cruz, a strikeout in the first, an RBI double and a run scored in the third, and a lonely single in the fifth. Wilkinson, trying to shut him down for the second time, is now set at the belt with 10 seconds on the pitch clock. Payoff again, fouled away again. This time it goes over the netting and into the stands behind home plate. We'll stay at 3-2 with the runners returning to their respective bases. Baez back to second, Houghton back to third, Noisy back to first. All with big leads on the third straight payoff pitch. Wilkinson deals. Fastball fouled away again. 3 straight foul balls as Rafael Cruz making Wilkinson work in the first batter that he is facing today. 8 pitches, now 9 will come from Wilkinson. 3 straight pitches fouled away. Payoff pitch called, strike 3. Cruz is going to challenge it, but it's upheld. Danny Wilkinson zings a fastball on the inside corner, and a huge strikeout ends the sixth inning as Danny leaves the bases loaded. So the Mighty Muscles do, however, get a run. One run coming on one hit, and the bases left loaded for Fort Myers. Wilkinson stands all 3 in here to work.
Oh, he's laying down. Are you kidding me? What an effort. So we got 2 for the mound. Make it 3 for the mound. A lot of laying out for the result. Wow, that was good. The result was good. A couple of nice catches for the result. But the mound looks like they're running away with it. Nothing creepy dirty for the mound. It's almost out. It's almost out of ammo. Lee County Solid Waste Recycling Park, a perfect score for the Mallards. Give them the W. Thank you, Lee County Solid Waste. And remember, kids, always recycle.
Twin fans head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's raised to a higher elevation. Twin Peaks grass serves at 29 degrees and ice cold nights. The best kitchen and sports and man caves are covered in HGTVs. Bring in your ticket sale for free chips and pre-sales. Twin Peaks, eat, drink, give it to you. Pitching change for the Mighty Muscle, Zach B, number 17 on the mound. Standing for the pressure, right fielder, number 33, Jordan Byers.
Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The lefty Zach Veen brought in to face off against the lefty Jordan Byers. Already an 0-1 count for Veen as Juan Mendez's day is done. Now it's an 0-2 to Byers as the breaking ball crosses home plate for called strike number 2. Mendez likely in line for the victory one hit allowed, two strikeouts, and two shutout innings after replacing an injured Wilker Reyes. V, the 0-2, breaking ball, missing up and away, and now it's a 1-2 count to Jordan Vyers. So the line final on Braden Fosnot for the Thresher as well as Veen, now set with a 1-2 pitch. Nobody outs in the seventh. Vyers swings and misses, and there's the first out of the inning. Vyers now 1-for-3, and that will bring up Ryan Leach. So the day done for Fosnot. He won't get a decision. He's allowed one run on two hits, three walks in an inning and two-thirds. No decision in Vyers and Fosnot's third relief appearance. That'll bring up Ryan Leach, who's reached base for the fifth straight game. 0-for-1 with a walk. Hits this one high and foul down the first base line. Count is 0-1. Leach, a strikeout in the second, a walk in the fifth. Makes up his 0-for-1 day. First time he's facing the lefty Veen, who is making his second appearance of the series. Now the 0-1 to Leach. Hit backwards and fouled into the netting, count 0-2. Veen, the first man out of the bullpen on Wednesday, as Leach lines this into right field. Will it stay fair? Yes, it will. One hopper of the wall should be extra bases for Leach. He's sprinting around first and slides into second with a one-out double. First extra base knock of the season for Ryan Leach, and he now has a hit in each of the two games he's played this series. A one-out double for Leach. The Threshers now have three hits with two of them, two baggers. That'll bring up Cole Moore with a man in scoring position and one out here in the seventh. Threshers trail by five against the Mighty Muscles. So Veen last went on Wednesday for Fort Myers as the first pitch to the lefty Moore misses outside for ball number one. First man out of the bullpen following up C.J. Culpepper, who earned the loss, but it was Veen who surrendered the most runs. An inning and two-thirds, five hits, four runs, a walk, and two strikeouts. Threshers looking to tag him for some extra runs here as Moore sends this one up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. Marty Malloy gives the stop sign to Leach at third, and Cole Moore has his first hit of the series. A one-out single puts runners on the corners with one out for Cade Fergus. Fergus does have a whole lot of power. Six home runs on the season this year is tied for the team lead with Brian Rincon, who got his sixth last night to lead off the game. Fergus, though, 0-for-2 today with two strikeouts, and the Threshers now up to five hits on the day, trailing 5-0. One out here in the top of the seventh inning, with Fort Myers getting on across in the last frame. This one hit into left field by Fergus. Should be deep enough for Leach as the catch is made by Alex Sayer. It's a sacrifice fly from Cade Fergus to put the Threshers on the board. Ryan Leach scores from third base. RBI number 23 for Cade Fergus gives the Threshers their first run of the game. One run to five in favor of Fort Myers. And the shutout is over. Eric Brito now at the plate with two outs here in the seventh inning. And Cole Moore on first. Breaking ball, missing for called strike number one. Count 0-1 to Brito, who recorded a hit for his seventh straight game, his sixth of the series, and 11th on his seven-game hit streak. 0-1 now to Brito. Hit up the middle, leaping catch made by Johander Martinez. A hard line drive taken away by Martinez, and that ends the inning for the Threshers. But they get their first run of the game. One run, two hits, no errors, one man left. And let's stretch it out here in Fort Myers. Seventh inning stretch, the Mighty Muscles lead 5-1.
It's June 16th. Dog tickets benefit Project Move and Television. Tickets are available at RogersBaseball.com.
The best deal is given today is back to the return of dollars for every dollar. You can buy hot dogs, so it's been $1.
Quick reminder, this is the last call for alcohol. The largest fireworks display provider in the country is here to entertain you with huge odds and jaw-dropping excitement after every Friday and select Saturday home games this season. Contact Pyrotechnical for your next community or church gathering, dream wedding, or big corporate event. 1-800-854-4705. And you want to make your plans to be here July 3rd. The largest fireworks show in Hammond Stadium history is taking place right here, daytime at 6:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Swing into the ballgame, your source for all of the hottest Nike Dunks, Jordans, and Yeezy releases, plus a huge selection of sports cards, jerseys, and fan gears. Show your ticket for 20% off at the ballgame, located just 5 miles away near Texas Roadhouse on 6 Mile Cypress. Batter up, number 23,
baseman Rubel Cespedes. Danny Wilkinson back out for his first full inning of work after a huge strikeout to end off the sixth. Bottom of the seventh, the lefty Rubel Cespedes leads off and takes the slider on the outside corner for a called strike number one. 5-1 is the score. Fort Myers has led since the third inning. Cespedes reaches out and pokes this down the first baseline, fielded in fair territory by Moore, and that is the first out of the seventh inning. So two up, two down for Wilkinson after a battle of a strikeout with the bases loaded. Eliminated Rafael Cruz. So three unassisted is the first down in the seventh inning. That'll bring up Alex Sayer, who's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored on a single back in the second inning. First out in the seventh, and the first pitch to Sayer is a fastball that misses outside for a 1-0 count. Sayer in left field tonight, flied out to Rosario in left his last time up. Swing and a miss, fastball right down the pipe, evens it at 1-1. Sayer a little bit over the top of the Wilkinson heater. A guy who definitely relies on his breaking stuff. Wilkinson is working on improving the speed of that fastball, currently sitting as high as 91 miles an hour, usually in the upper 80s, low 90s. 1-2 now to Sayer on the slider, and Wilkinson looking for his second strikeout of the game. Certainly a strikeout pitcher, as he is one of the leaders among relief pitchers for the Clearwater Threshers in strikeouts. 1-2 the count on Sayer. Wilkinson, a strikeout already today, gives him 39 on the season as Sayer fouls off the breaking ball to keep the count at 1-2. 39 strikeouts for Danny on the year, and now 22 innings of work after already recording two outs here today. 1-2, missing outside on the fastball, and the count is now 2-2. 3-2/3 consecutive scoreless innings for Danny Wilkinson, two of them coming earlier this week, one of them coming towards the end of the Dunedin series at home. Now it's a full count as the fastball misses upstairs and a payoff coming to Alex Sayer. Wilkinson, the kick and the pitch, wave and a whiff, strike three. A high, hard fastball gets Sayer to go. That's Danny's second strikeout of the game and 40th of the season. That will bring up Yohander Martinez, who ended the top half of the seventh inning. Yohander Martinez. Mike Lito is standing right now. Heels on the infielder, toes on the infield dirt for Brito, quickly moving in as the fastball misses up and in to Martinez, count 1-0. In Martinez's first game in a couple of weeks, he's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Now the 1-0. Hit high in the air and foul. Now, even that's one. One ball and one strike to Yohander Martinez. Two gone here in the seventh. Wilkinson deals. Slider missing upstairs. Count 2-1. The Threshers have now won 3 of their 5 series on the road. One split against Dunedin and one loss in a 5-game set against St. Lucie, thanks to the rain. Swing and a miss on an upstairs fastball from Martinez evens the count at 2-2. two balls and two strikes. Wilkinson looking for a 1-2-3 inning. He has punched out three consecutive in a full inning of work. Pitch misses upstairs, now to count full. Two strikeouts in the three outs recorded for Danny Wilkinson. Full count to Martinez. Nobody on, two gone in the seventh. The pitch hitting the air out to right field. Fires drifting back, camps underneath the baseball, and he makes the catch for the final out of the seventh inning. So Wilkinson has retired the first four that he's faced, including a 1-2-3 seventh inning. We head into the eighth here in Fort Myers. The Mighty Muscles lead the Threshers 5-1.
Special lab gives us a huge job to support American Cancer Society and neighborhood. During the game, we will honor those affected by cancer with a special commemorative event. Visit our website for tickets and more details at threshersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Line, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major promotions. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score.
Get your tickets now at freshersbaseball.com. You get to be
top of the order for the Threshers in the top of the eighth inning. Rosario bumps one down the first baseline. Veen picks it up, wheels and throws to first, beating Rosario by a pair of steps. One pitch, one out to lead off the eighth inning. Rosario 1-for-4 for the third time this series. And there is one out in the eighth inning.
William Bergoya.
So that'll bring up William Bergoya, 0-for-3 on the day. He's also been 1-for-4 in his two games played this week and this season. In his third game of the year for the Threshers, a lefty shift to the left-handed hitting shortstop. First pitch to Bergoya is a fastball that misses outside, count 1. And a strikeout in the first, a flyout, and a groundout in each of his last two at-bats makes Bergoya 0-for-3 on the day. Now he faces a 1-0 count against the lefty Zach Veen. 1-0 pitch, fast ball in there for a called strike. 1-1 the count. One out in the eighth inning. Threshers trail 5-1. They've won four games already this series, clinching their seventh series win of the season. Bergoya takes a look at an inside fastball, and it's 2-1. So that is 10 series will be completed by the end of the day. The Threshers have clinched a win in 7 of them. This one hit back up the middle. A weird bounce off the pitcher's mound. Cruz scoops it up after running towards second base, and he gets Bergoya out at first base for the second out of the 8th inning. A strange hop off the mound, but read very well by the Dominican shortstop in Rafael Cruz. That'll bring up Gabe Rincones Jr. with 2 outs. He has been stymied by the first baseman in Gregory Duran, who has made 2 really nice plays at first base to keep Rincones Jr. 0-for-3. A couple of hit-saving stops in each of the past 2 at-bats for Rincones Jr. 1-0 count as Gabe bends out of the way of the inside slider from Zach Veen. Now the 1-0. Slider again. This one hits Rincones Jr. He is just a big and a tough guy, I might have got him on the wrist. Definitely not a comfortable spot, but Gabriel shaking it off quickly as he reaches base for the first time today. A stolen base threat on the season. Rincones tied for second in the league with Justin Crawford and Seth Stevenson. Say that 10 times fast. Maybe going for 25 with two outs here in the eighth inning. Felix Reyes up at the plate against the lefty. Veen. First pitch is a breaking ball that flutters over the outside of the plate. Count is 0-1. Two outs and a man on in the top of the eighth inning. Threshers trail 5-1 here on this Sunday afternoon in Fort Myers. Veen, a long look over at first base, and the 0-1 hit on the ground to third. And the third baseman, Cespedes, will go the easy way to first, get Reyes on the ground out, and retire the Threshers in the eighth inning. So a two-out base runner left on board by Zach Veen and the Mighty Muscles. They lead the Threshers 5-1 heading into the bottom of the eighth.
Fans, this summer is Hooters Summer on Ice. Stop by Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. for $19 of each pre-sized 1 pound grab legs and $3 of Mexican grilled meats. Fans, the Achieve a Credit Union Community Section returns this season at each game. A different nonprofit organization receives up to 50 tickets to join us for a game, courtesy of Achieve a Credit Union. With many branches in Southwest Florida, Achieve a Credit Union is proud to serve its growing membership. Stop by a branch and see why banking is good at Achieve. Batter up for your Mighty Muscles, number 22, Gregory
Wilkinson. Wilkinson, a solid inning and a third for the Threshers, and he's looking to keep the score at 5-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Facing 6, 7, and 8 in Fort Myers' order. First pitch to Gregory Duran misses for ball number one. An emergency left-hander getting loose in the bullpen for the Threshers. 5-1 the lead for Fort Myers. Time called by Isabella Robb. And now Duran back in the left-handed batter's box. Left-on-left matchup to start off the bottom of the eighth inning. 4-run lead for Fort Myers. Duran drills this high and deep out to center field. Fergus sprinting back on the track, and he takes this one on a bounce off the wall. It's a leadoff double for Gregory Duran, who has his first hit in his low A debut. A 1-0 leadoff double is the eighth hit of the day to start off the eighth inning for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. 5-1 the score for Fort Myers. That is the first base runner that Wilkinson has allowed here today. That's going to bring up Maddox Houghton, who has reached base twice and is 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI and a walk. Played the opening run of the game back in the second inning and walked in the sixth. Now he's got a man on second with nobody out as Houghton takes a curveball inside for a called strike one. Wilkinson, the only Threshers pitcher yet to allow a run, gone an inning and a third and allowed the one hit just now to Duran. 0-1 the pitch, fastball upstairs, count evens at 1-1. 5-1 the score for the Mighty Muscles as they have led since the two-run third inning. Wilkinson deals, tipped foul into the glove of Leach, count 1-2. As Haughton tried to attack the Danny Wilkinson fastball. Looks like it's Andrew Walling who's warming up in case Wilkinson can't finish out the inning. But he has thrown 29 pitches with 18 first strikes, a really solid inning in a third of relief. 1-2, hit high in the air out to deep left center field. Rosario going back, a step in front of the warning track. He makes the catch on the run, deep enough to allow Duran to tag and reach third base. First out of the eighth inning on two very deep flyouts from Danny Wilkinson. So Houghton is retired, but a productive out, moving Duran over to third. As the Mighty Muffins reach the board, heading in here at the bottom of the eighth inning. One gone for Frank Nigro as the Threshers infield all moves in. Eric Brito in on the grass at second base, as is the first baseman Cole Moore. Fastball missing upstairs to Nigro, count 1-0. Nigro 0-3 on the day, grounded into a double play in the second. Popped out to Moore at first, his last time up. Swing and a miss on the fastball, count even, 1-1. 4-run lead for the Mighty Muscles with a potential 5th run for the lead. On third, Nigro takes a breaking ball inside and the count 1-2. 5-1 is the score, Fort Myers 8 hits of Clearwater's 5. No errors, and a 1-2 pitch bounces in front of home plate, well blocked by Leach, and the count even at 2-2. One gone here in the eighth inning after Houghton's fly out to left field. Now, it's a 2-2 count. Wilkinson leans in for the sign, sets at the belt, 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. A nasty curveball by Danny Wilkinson gets his third punch out of the game in a big spot. Pitcher's infield reverting to normal depth with Luis Baez coming up to the plate. Baez drove in the most recent run for the Mighty Muscles back in the sixth inning with an RBI single. He's 1-2. Baez pulls back a bunt as the fastball passes home plate low, ball 1. Baez 1-2 on the day. Walked and was caught stealing in the fourth. The RBI single in the sixth with two outs in the inning before Wilkinson came in after walking Dylan Noisy. Now Baez facing a 1-0 count. Two outs here in the eighth inning. Wilkinson sets at the belt, kicks and deals. 1-0 fouled backwards into the netting. Count even at 1-1. Five-one is the score. Fort Myers in the lead. Each time they have taken a lead, except for last night, it has lasted. And each of those, the leads taken in this game, as well as a lead on Wednesday, has been by multiple runs. Just a one-run lead for the short amount they had time in the lead in the middle innings in last night's loss. It's a 1-2 count to Baez for the West Division champion Threshers. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Another looping curveball from Danny Wilkinson. Back-to-back strikeouts to end the eighth inning. Danny has punched out 4, and now the Threshers will try and come back from a 4-run deficit here in the ninth inning. No runs ahead, no errors, and one man left. Ninth inning coming up. Threshers trail by 4.
Anniversary seats. Celebrating? No matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands by Wyndham to choose from, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com.
Fans, the public responder section is new in 2023, and Hammond Stadium and Publix will be hosting various first responder groups throughout the season on Friday and Saturday night games. For more information on how your group can join us, please stop by the Fairfield Inn Guest Services Group. Your friends Anna, John, Levine, and Sam Jennings want to welcome you to today's ballgame. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Keep an eye out for fly balls and be safe. Always remember, their team is here to help your family take back control of your life in the event of any type of car accident, slip and fall, or accident for that matter. Their consultations are always free and they can be reached at 1-800-747-3. 1-800-747-3733.
Minnesota's own delicious and refreshing Kilabrew root beer can be found throughout the ballpark, and you can crack open the root beer with the Hall of Fame team. Kilabrew root beer, proud sponsor of the Minnesota Twins and Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Top of the ninth inning, Threshers trailing 5-1 in the final game of this road series against Fort Myers. Zach Veen back out for the night, starting off Jordan Byers with an outside slider to make it a 1-0 count. Byers 1-for-3 on the day, a double in the fifth inning. Did not come around to score on that play. Veen kicks and deals. 1-0, popped up, trailing foul, and it will go out of play into the stands beyond the Mighty Muscles dugout. 1-1 count to Viers. Veen, in his third inning of work, two innings, one run allowed on two hits with one strikeout so far. There is an emergency righty warming up in the bullpen for the Mighty Muscles if the Threshers can get something going here in the ninth inning. Veen set the 1-1. Breaking ball in there at the knees to Jordan Byers. Count now 1-2. Byers 1-for-3 on the day with one of the Threshers' two extra base hits. Him and Leach each doubling in the fifth and seventh inning. Byers is going to take some time. Go all the way on the grass in the foul side of home plate. And now back in the left-handed batter's box. 1-2. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth inning. 5-1 lead for the Mighty Muscles. Veen deals. Drilled on a line into right field. That's going to roll into the corner for extra bases. Byers rounds first and will stand up at second with another lead-off double. Two extra base hits for Jordan Byers. His second consecutive multi-hit game and his 10th. Double of the season. Byers is getting hot. He is on second base with one out here in the ninth inning, and that'll bring up Ryan Leach, who also doubled in his last at-bat. He's 1-for-2 with a double and the Threshers' lone run scored, and now has a good base runner on second base in Byers with nobody out here in the ninth inning. Veen looks homeward and deals, breaking ball inside for ball number one. Leach 2-for-6 now on the series with a run scored here tonight. The only run the Threshers have put across. They trail 5-1 with nobody out in the ninth inning. Veen, the one to kick the pitch. Hit up in the air and foul over the Thresher dugout on the first base side. Counts now 1-1 to the Clearwater catcher. Leach playing his 10th game of the season, hitting just north of 100 on the year. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs underneath the bat of Ryan Leach. Now the count 1-2. Byers on second. Nobody out here in the ninth inning. And Cole Moore takes the donut off his bat as he is set in the on-deck circle. 1-2 the count. Threshers trail by 4 here in the ninth inning. Clearwater trying to extend this game and end their road trip on a high note, as difficult it is to top the note from last night, the division-clinching win. 1-2, Leach drills this one into the gap in left center field. Going back is Sayer on the track, and that ball is gone! Ryan Leach, his first multi-hit game of the season, punctuated with a two-run blast out to left center field. Just like that, the Threshers are within striking distance. A two-run blast by Leach is his first of the year, third of his career, and puts the Threshers within 2 runs. 5-3 the score, and now Cole Moore comes up to the plate. Still nobody out in the ninth. First pitch to Moore, a slider upstairs, the count 1-0. Veen is now allowed 3 runs this, or 4 runs this series, with 3 this game on that home run. 1-0 now to Moore. Here's the pitch. Moore lifts this one into shallow left field. Sprinting back is Cespedes. Seeds it to the left fielder. A sliding catch made by Alex Sayer to retire the first batter of the ninth inning. That'll bring up Cade Fergus, who had a ninth inning home run the last Sunday game that he played. That was the only run of the day for the Threshers against the Dunedin Blue Jays, but Fergus will face the right-hander getting loose in the bullpen. Brian Meyer pulls Zach Veen after 2 innings and 1/3 with 3 runs allowed. 1 gone in the ninth inning. Cade Fergus at the plate for the Threshers, and they're not done yet. A righty coming out of the Mighty Muscles pen as the Threshers try to stave him off for the final 2 outs of the ninth inning. 5-3 the score. Threshers trail with 1 out in the ninth. Cade Fergus swings at the first pitch from A.J. Labus, a slider that makes the count 0-1. Zach Veen will not factor in the decision here today as the 0-1 from Labus crawls over home plate, count 0-2. Veen, 3 runs allowed on 4 hits in 2 1/3 innings, no walks, and a strikeout. A no decision for Veen. He's now allowed 7 runs in 2 outings against the Threshers this season, this series. A.J. Labus, now 0-2 against Fergus. Swing and a miss. There's strike 3, and the Threshers down to their final out. Eric Kretel, number 9 hitter, the last man standing for the Clearwater Threshers. A.J. Labus is in line for the save if he can get this next out. 2 innings pitched in the Fort Myers win on Friday. 1 hit allowed and 3 strikeouts. And Eric Brito up taking the first pitch, a breaking ball for ball number 1. 7-game hit streak for Eric Brito. He's 11 for his last 24 with a 1-for-3 day at the plate today. This one, a sharp grounder down the third baseline, foul. Nice play by Marty Malloy. As now the count evens at 1-1. 2 outs in the ninth inning, 5-3 the lead for the Mighty Muscles, looking for their 2nd win of the series and 5th overall against the Threshers. 1-1. Brito fouls this one over the Threshers' dugout and the Threshers down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, Clearwater trailing by just two runs. 5-3 the score. Clearwater already clinched a series victory and a first half victory in the division. Poked foul by Brito. He stays alive. Threshers clinching the division last night. 1-2 now to Eric Brito. Two outs, nobody on, two-run deficit for the Threshers. Labus sets the 1-2. Way outside, fastball in the dirt, rolling back to the backstop and evening the count at 2-2 to Eric Brito. If Brito can stay alive, Ricardo Rosario is on deck, and he would be the tying run. Brito a hit already today. Now the 2-2, Labus deals. Foul tipped, and Brito continuing to fight. Second two-strike foul ball as he stays alive against the Mighty Muscles closer. 2-2 still. Two gone here in the top of the ninth inning. Two runs already home for the Threshers. Now the 2-2 pitch. Fastball called strike three on the outside corner. Brito will challenge it, and it's overturned. The Mighty Muscles thought that that was the end of the game. Brian Meyer out to have a chat with Isabella Robb. I don't think he likes the game's final strike being overturned. Now Meyer making some very forceful hand gestures towards Isabella Robb as he's arguing that last strike called ball of the game. Meyer really does not like it. He has not been thrown out of the game, but goes back to the dugout angrily as it's now a full count to Eric Brito. Three balls and two strikes. Brito in the eighth pitch of the at-bat. There's strike three. Waves and misses at a slider outside, and that ends tonight's game. The Threshers put two runs across in the ninth inning, but fall 5-3 on the final day of this Fort Myers road trip. Two strikeouts from A.J. Labus. Two runs on two hits, no errors, nobody left in the ninth inning. And a 5-3 victory for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, as this series is now over 4-2 in favor of the Clearwater Threshers. A 5-3 win for Fort Myers. The Threshers, though, still will go home champions of the first half. Three more wins, they can clinch the best record first half of the season, which is more bragging rights than anything. But still, a outstanding first half of the season for Clearwater. Esteban Jimenez will get the loss. He is now 1-2 on the season. The win will likely go to Juan Mendez, and the save will certainly go to A.J. Labus. Two-thirds of an inning pitched. He struck out the two batters that he faced to secure the win for the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers will get their 30th win of the season, improved to 30-27 on the year. Threshers fall to 40-16, maintaining the best winning percentage in all of baseball in their first half division crown. Clearwater will head back to Bay Care Ballpark to face the Tampa Tarpons for a 6-game set in their final homestand of the first half of the 2023 season. And you guys can celebrate with the Clearwater Threshers on Dollar Tuesday, coming on June 13th. Purchase your tickets at threshersbaseball.com/tickets for Threshers baseball all week long in their second series against the Tampa Tarpons. Let's recap the final game of this series, which the score is just officially going to give Juan Mendez his second victory of the season. Fort Myers scored the first two runs in the second inning and followed with two more in the third to make it a 4-0 game. They added another on an RBI single by Luis Baez to extend the lead to 5-0 in the sixth. Brian Leach then doubled to right off Fort Myers reliever Zach Veen with one out in the seventh and moved to third on a single by Cole Moore. Cade Fergus drove him in to plate the Threshers' first run of the game and cut the Mighty Muscles' lead to 5-1. Jordan Byers then went off the ninth with a double down the right field line, and Leach brought him home on a two-run blast to left center that cut Fort Myers' lead down to 5-3. Then A.J. Labus came in and struck out the next two batters for the Clearwater Threshers, ending the game at 5-3. As I mentioned, Juan Mendez the win, Estevenson Jimenez the loss, second win and loss for each of the two pitchers, and the save belongs to A.J. Labus, also his second of the season. Threshers, 3 runs on 7 hits. Fort Myers, 5 runs on 8. They improved to 30-27. Well, I got a bus to catch. The Threshers heading back to Clearwater to start a 6-game set against the Tampa Tarpons. Second time these two teams will play this season. Clearwater won the last series on the road against Tampa, 4-2 over at Steinbrenner Field. This will be the first time Tampa comes to Clearwater in just about 1 year. I'll have the coverage for that first pitch at 6:30 with a 6:15 pregame show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Thanks all of you guys for listening and supporting the first half champion Clearwater Threshers, who fall 5-3 in the series finale against Fort Myers. They'll come back to Clearwater on Tuesday. Hopefully you can be there at Bay Care Ballpark with tickets available on ThreshersBaseball.com. Go there to purchase your tickets and get more information about this squad. We'll have playoffs information coming up as soon as we can, with the Threshers becoming the first minor league team to punch their ticket in the 2023 playoffs. That's going to do it for me here on the broadcast. My name is Josh Sperber. On behalf of the entire Threshers Broadcast Network, I want to thank you guys for tuning in this week and throughout the season to the Threshers. We've got another 9 games and a second half of the season to play, plus playoffs here in Thresherville. Thank you all for tuning in, and please enjoy the rest of your weekend.